so forgot, forgot, forgot. When they stole my gold medal and soul career, let's look back at my whole career, cause y'all must have forgot, forgot, forgot. The best pound for pound is mine. Hit Gracie Harris with four hooks at one time. Y'all must have forgot, forgot.
Salutations out there. This is the Firestarter Crew coming back at you with a brand new podcast. I am TKO and got my main man, K-Bad.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And my man, Boss. What's up, Bob?
Ain't nothing. What's going on, y'all?
Well, depends on who you ask. Kenny, I had no idea that Ice Cube was the subject of such controversy in Black America Twitter right now.
He is. Yeah. Hey, it's just funny to me to see so many people lying about never being a fan of his, you know, because of this shit. Oh, I'm like, yeah, y'all gotta stop, you know.
They broke that out, you know.
Yeah, they broke that out, you know.
I was never a fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was on white people out in Glendale and shit buying this shit. It wasn't me. Yeah. Okay. You ain't rock with Death Certificate, dog? All right.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Steady Marvin, ain't like that, really? Okay.
Actually, that's my least favorite single of his, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I hate that beat, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a whole conversation. Anyway.
It's no Who's the Mac.
Yeah, Who's the Mac is a better song.
Hey, yo. When did the joint, Pools hitting that running man in, yeah?
Be True to the Game.
Be True to the Game, yeah, like, that's, yeah. That's my shit right there.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a better song, too, yeah.
Yeah, like, good. You know, all his lead singles were better than that. I didn't like that fucking beat. Like, Wicked, all them joints, huh?
I didn't like it. Nah, Steady Marvin was better than that.
Nah.
I ain't like that Wicked joint either.
Yeah, I ain't like that shit.
You like Steady Marvin, Sam?
Yeah, I did.
I fucking hate that repetitive ass shit, young.
How I go?
I like, oh, nah, not this again, young.
That's real hateful, young.
not this again, young.
It wasn't good, young.
Okay, alright. I liked it, but, yeah. At least I can admit it that even in light of everything that's been revealed today, yeah, I liked it. You know, I still like it, but I guess I'm not supposed to like it no more. So, all right.
Yeah. So, for those who have, well, I guess it'll be old news by tomorrow for the hardcore listeners, and real old news by the fucking weekend when everybody else listens to it. But what's the deal with Ice Cube and
All right. So, Katrina Pearson. Put a tweet out this afternoon where she was like, basically, I'm letting it be known that Ice Cube had some input on the Trump administration's quote unquote, I guess, platinum plan for Black America. Yeah. Right. Yeah, platinum plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything involving a platinum plan is a disaster.
Yeah. Prepaid legal, you going down the line, yeah. Yeah, anything got platinum on it, you know, you about to get fucking ass. But, So once she put that out there, then it just started a wildfire of outrage amongst Black Twitter, and people start putting memes out. Of course, Ice Cube about to make a song called "Hug the Police" and all kinds of shit. Yeah, Proud Boys in the Hood, all kinds of shit. So, I guess it got so bad because he was the number one trending topic in America that he had to say something on Twitter.
Yeah, that Proud Boys in the Hood is cooking.
Yeah,
that's right on par with me and my man Brian, and I ain't hitting them motherfucking food songs, you know? That piece of my sub, you know?
Yeah. Hey, so I ain't gonna lie, I think about this sometimes. Like, y'all was stupid as shit, you know. And I'm also kind of mad me and my friends didn't think about it either, you know. That'd have been some good ass fun back then.
We had a notebook full of them songs and just acting stupid.
Piece of my club, you know.
Food songs and pulleys, you know.
Yeah.
My bad, go ahead, you
know. Nah, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. So, I guess he, his motherfucker phone almost motherfucker blew up in the smithereens. This nigga, he put out a tweet saying, basically, yeah, I put out the CWBA. The CWBA is the contract for Black America. That shit he was talking about, you know, hold the vote hostage and all that. So I think it was something along the lines of, I put it out there, the Democrats or the Biden campaign was like, yeah, we'll talk about it after the election. And I guess the Trump people reached out to him, and they had a meeting, and they've been talking, and he had input on the Platinum Plan, you know? So that, yeah, that's where we are. As of 6:25 p.m. Eastern Time. that's where it stands right now.
Stay tuned, yeah.
This motherfucker stalemate. This nigga's gonna throw Ice Cube in the bushes. I can't believe it. Oh, man. Boy, oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Black Americans in shambles. They just don't know what to do with themselves right now, yeah. It's just a whole bunch of fuckery going on.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more and more of these people like, well, what is Biden proposing to do for y'all?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Then, like, the Democrats aren't helping themselves much with the Black vote either. I saw this shit yesterday. Shout out to Jay and Ricky out there, man. I know y'all seen this fucking video that they put together with Charlie Clips and DNA from like the battle rappers from URL, and they have like this. They had like some fucking playground in Harlem and shit. And like, hey man, what you doing? We supposed to be out here registering to vote. Like, I ain't feeling the vote thing, man. And then these niggas start battle rapping about voting, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's bad, yeah. I was embarrassed to be a fucking battle rap fan watching that shit, dog. I was like, man, look. Y'all might as well kept Karen Civil on the motherfucking campaign from Hillary's joint. You gonna do this? This is about as bad as that fucking Mary J. Blige shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey man, neither one of these fucking parties knows how to handle fucking Black people, but you know, one is still much worse than the other. I think we could just leave it at that, you know, and just be good with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, this kind of relates. This dude, Terrence Woodbury, he wrote a story on that Blavity.com about Trump's strategy went over Black men. And yeah, one of the quotes in this joint real quick. In just September, 18% of Black men under 50 say they support Trump. Black men's support for Trump has doubled from 2016 to now as a result of his aggressive marketing towards Black voters. So, yeah, you know, Trump, man, we're going to get blamed, you know.
Well, you know what, man? I've tried to wean myself off the fucking news since he caught COVID, but it's just been like a fucking, like, a perfect storm of, like, fuckery or whatever. So, I've been pulled in even more and shit. So I've been seeing a whole bunch of these like think pieces and stories and like exposés that they've done, and I actually saw a good one last night on CNN, and it was about the role of white women coming up on this election and how CNN pretty much acknowledged that, you know, white women were the reason that he won this last election, and now to like juxtapose it, like they were like interviewing white women who like acknowledged that they made the wrong decision and they were actually taking some fucking like blame and shit for it. So and like explaining why they voted, because like, you know, we all know white women were voting for Trump, but like, I just wanted to know some fucking reasons, young. Like, is it your fucking husband? You're following his lead because he's the head of the household. Like, what? Like, so some of them were saying that. Some of them were saying, like, to be honest, like, I saw him on TV and I thought that he was a good deal maker and deal closer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then someone just like, you know, I wasn't going to vote for Hillary. Okay. So, you know, and then the conversation then went to like, you know, what changed your mind and what like turned the tables for you, whatever. And then surprisingly, man, it was some damn real like honest, like what I perceived to be honest answers, whatever. Like one woman was like, yeah, when the murder of George Floyd happened and I heard him call for his mother, like that fucking hit me because I'm a mother and I could never imagine my fucking child calling out my name as they were being murdered. Mm-hmm. You know, in broad daylight. And the others were like, you know, I'm getting older, my parents are older, and the way he's like treating this whole COVID 19 epidemic, like it doesn't sit right with me. So I think, like, you know, pieces like that, a lot of America needs to see this shit. And
what, just to piggyback on something you just said, that was a real, I'm not even gonna call it a strategy, because I don't believe they actually sat down in a room and thought this out, but them going on TV and saying, like, you know, your grandparents gonna have to sacrifice for the economy and shit, like, if some people are just gonna die, and I think, like, you know, the older people in America be willing to make that sacrifice for the economy so that America can go on, like, that's not really smart, you know, because seniors are the most dependable voting bloc in America. Yep. They vote like nobody else. People 65 and over, they're going to show up and vote every single election. And people like Dan Patrick, who's the lieutenant governor of Texas, getting on TV and saying, like, yeah, if old people die, kind of like, fuck it. Like, yeah, that's not smart. And that turned a lot of people off. And I've been reading a lot of stories over the last month. But even like down in the villages down in Florida, like, how many people down there who voted for Trump 2016 who are now, like, open, like, Biden supporters who, like, organized this golf cart trip down to the ballots? And, like, they interviewed them. They were like, man, I'm not expendable. And they know people that have died from this shit, and y'all acting like it's no real big deal. Like, not really smart, you know?
Yeah, so here's the thing. If older people are smartening up, and women are smartening up, then how come this fucking lead is still manageable, though?
I mean, you want the real answer, you know? I mean, it's men, you know? Like, every story you read about, like, the people who are now, like, still supporting this dude, is men. White men, mostly, of course, but, yeah, I know dudes who are like, yeah, they voting for dude, you know? I personally know people like who are saying, like, yeah, I'm going for Trump.
It's just amazing, dog.
And a lot of it is Democrats did this, Democrats did that back in the 70s, 80s, welfare and all this other shit. And he's a businessman. Who is Joe Biden? Joe Biden, he never ran no business and all. I hear all that shit, man. My cousin is one of them. Hey, Sam, you fucking them buttons up, man.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin. Man, that dude went to the armed forces. He's also a police officer in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's all it takes, you know? So to him, like, Trump supports the police, I'm with him. And that nigga will send my sister all kind of videos of Candace Owens, pray to you, this, that. He with them, you know? So they are out there, you know? I don't know one black woman who was supporting that motherfucker. Not one. But I personally know some niggas. Yeah, they with them.
Yeah. I promised myself I wouldn't get mad for the rest of the week, so I will leave that at that. We're not get mad about that anyway. couple weeks away. Got my ballot, about to drop it off on U Street, probably on Friday when I'm out. And that will be that.
Right on.
All right. Anything else going on with you fellas? How was your week?
Pretty good, man. I got my Baby Yoda doll in the mail today from Amazon.
Oh?
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to be getting it until, I guess, when they ordered it. I think they said they weren't going to start shipping them out until, like, late November or something like that. But I got a notification they saying, like, it had been shipped. So, and it popped up on the doorstep. So,
I forgot. Does it, like, talk or anything?
Yeah, it does.
What does it say?
I haven't took it out the package yet. But that's, like, one of the main center points of it. It makes little noises and shit.
Are you going to take it out? Are you going to, like...
I'm keeping them in the wrap, dog. Yeah.
Keeping it in the wrap?
Yep.
You bought one or two?
I bought one.
Okay. All right.
I probably should have bought two, but I got one.
Yeah.
I'd have sent you the picture of it.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. When is that second season of Mando drop?
Next month. I want to say I think it's the first week of November, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Got a little cloak on.
Mm-hmm. This cloak, yeah.
Yeah. Looks fuzzy. Looks like a big, they call them joints, them Snuggies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They got a swag chain. Okay.
Yep.
I see you, B.
Mm-hmm.
BY. Mm-hmm. All right. Sam, you good?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm good.
And
I'm going to let Tariq get free, He fast as shit on this game. I ain't nothing new, y'all. Same old, same old.
Hey, I was thinking about it, like, because yesterday, when I went out, it was brisk in the morning. And I was thinking about how I'm going to get my fucking exercise when it gets starts getting cold. And the weather isn't as nice. I went out and bought some, on eBay actually, and got some fucking, some Adidas, hiking boots. Some joints came. They're pretty light, you know? I think the only fucking boots that I've had, like, for the past fucking 10 years that's been on par with that, I had a pair of, like, New Balance boots and shit. Back when everybody had them black joints or whatever, those are pretty light. But the Adidas joints are pretty light, man, so... We'll see how it goes. You got any plans for them for the winter?
Nah, exercising? Man. Nah, I mean, depends on what kind of winter it is. I mean, if it's too bad, you can't do shit. I don't give a fuck how much you prepare, but right. But cold, I ain't worrying about. But if it's the terrain too rough,
yeah.
Yeah, I can't do nothing about that, so fuck it. Just be inside.
Yeah. All right, actually, I forgot to mention this last week when we had Chris on, but y'all remember 2 weeks ago when I said a nigga had parked in my fucking space and wouldn't move the fucking car and I didn't know how to get him going because the city was terrible and reacting to his shit?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was, okay, the nigga was... Whoever parked in the damn space on that Monday, and I was fucking tuggling with 311 through fucking Thursday of that week, and then they finally came and ticketed the car because they can't tow it until they ticketed it. So they came and ticketed the joint like late Thursday or whatever. Then Friday, no fucking tow. So I was like, okay, on Monday I'm gonna go ahead and like call them up and get them to fucking tow this shit, because I'm not sure what they do on the weekend, but I didn't want to be disappointed and shit, so I was like, alright, I'll do it on Monday. Enter drunk ass Irk from up the street, you know. I had no idea Irk had a motherfucking tow truck, you know. So, young boy upstairs, Malik, was like, hey yo, Irk just towed that car from out of space, he need 40. I'm like, what? I said, man, I'm about to get shook down by drunk ass Earth from up the street, man. So I go outside like, yeah, man, you know, I used to charge a motherfucker a ball and shit, yo. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, Eric sound like he be called a B. Mitchell on 980. Because that's how all them niggas are.
Yeah. He one of them niggas. Yeah, I swear to God, he had a Redskin hat on, too. Both
okay, there, yep. Yeah,
so I was like, all right, so when they gave him his 40, and I gave him Malik 15, and I was like, see, this is supposed to be what my tax dollars go towards, young, but these lazy-ass niggas won't come do their fucking job, so I gotta pay Irk, young. I was so disgusted, man. Just so disgusted. And Irk peoples live like two houses down and shit, man. So of course, he don't have no fucking, like, lot and shit, you know? So he towed it to behind,
That's my next question. Where did he tow it?
He towed it to behind his people's house, two houses down. Right against the garage, because, of course, they don't use the garage for a car.
You're right, sure. Hey.
So, yeah, young. That fucking Kia is still there right now, young. Motherfucking garbage truck that had to fucking squeeze by that bitch the past 2 weeks, dog. Like, yeah, it's still there, man.
So basically, it was stolen.
I guess. Like, but the doors is locked and it looks clean and nice inside. I don't know, Kenny. The whole thing is so perplexing, man.
Yeah, somebody stole that, dude. They didn't give a fuck where they parked it at. Yeah, so.
They parked it nice and straight, man.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Somebody's key with Georgia tags is sitting right there.
Yeah, shit stolen like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So.
Man.
Eric is $40 richer.
Sure.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I usually charge these motherfuckers a ball and shit, man. I was like, what? Calgon, take me away, man. This nigga, Mike was like, yeah, Irk needs 40. I'm like, what? What the fuck that mean,
yeah?
He's like, yeah, he outside, like, all right, let's grab my wallet, all right.
$40, you know, to take it 2 hours down. Yeah, that's not a bad way to make a living, you know?
It really isn't, dog. It really isn't. Yeah.
If you can do about 20 of those a day, you know, you might be all right. just throwing people shit 20 feet.
Yeah. Nigga, towing service is about to be named Platinum Towing, you know? Swear to God, you know?
Yeah. That should be the name of the episode.
Platinum Towing, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I tell you, black people.
Hey, so, man, like, yeah, exactly, man. I used to date this chick, young. She started this fucking consulting service shit, young. And it was called Titanium Service. I'm like, what? So Platinum wasn't good enough, huh? Okay. She's like, yeah, titanium is strong. Like, okay, that's all I need right there, yeah. Just go with it, yeah. I don't need no backstory, yeah. Titanium it is, yeah.
I mean, why not vibranium?
Adamantium, all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I tell you, man, I love us, man. I really do, man. Won't happen any other way.
I don't know whether the name of this episode, Platinum, or Swear to God, right now, you know. That's how I feel about it, you know. All right. Let's get to it, y'all. Number 17 for Beam. I'm proud of my boys. Pulled it out on Sunday night. I actually watched the whole game. because I was blaming Friday night's game on myself. I'm like, all right, I might not have watched the games in totality, but I've always been like checking on the scores before halftime and been cognizant of the games happening. Nigga, I fell asleep midday Friday, young, or early evening Friday, dog. I didn't wake up until the fucking fourth quarter, young. So that shit just threw everything off. And of course, like, you know, the niggas lost and shit. It was a good duel down that stretch by Bron and Jimmy Butler, though. That was pretty good. Been even better if we pulled it out, but it all worked out because Sunday was a good day, and it kind of like mimicked, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago when we played the Nuggets. And having watched football with the fellas, I was over at my man John's house, and he was like, man, let's go ahead and watch the game. So that's the only other game I had watched in totality. So on Sunday, I actually watched, you know, football alone and shit. But I was like, yep, it's one of them fucking like things that worked last time, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull through it again, whatever. So I watched the whole game, and it wasn't much stress. Obviously, niggas pulled out to a 30-point lead and kind of cruised. Yeah, man, like, happy for everybody involved, man. You know, like, shit, obviously Bron getting his fourth title with three teams. I don't think only like two or three other people have done that in their career. AD, of course, getting his first title, and, you know, getting that monkey off his back. Definitely happy for Jeannie Buss. You know, a lot of people had like been questioning her leadership, and, you know, I was watching somebody earlier today, I think it was Max, talking about how people questioned her being an owner and leader of this team after she gave Kobe like $50 million for 2 years when he was at the end of his career and he was hurt or whatever. But it was her setting the tone, supposedly to show her, like, you know, gratitude and loyalty to players or whatever. So happy for her, happy for Frank Vogel. I think I mentioned it last week, I don't think he's got enough credit for, especially during this playoff run, for the way he's like changed the lineup according to matchups. Like, he brought Dwight in for that series in Denver to get like the size matchups in our favor. And then even in game six the other night, like, he started Caruso had a really big game, and fucking Rondo, the minutes he's gotten, and like especially in that fucking closeout game, Rondo played championship level basketball. And yeah, man, just like everybody in the whole franchise, man. I think today I watched some interview with like Rondo, and he was just like talking about how long they've been there, and how mentally draining that bubble was. And you know, a lot of teams kind of fell by the wayside and kind of like showed like their mental, their lack of mental toughness. And this is something that we didn't really have a problem with, you know. I didn't know I would enjoy the championship that much because I really wasn't into this season as much as I would usually be into a championship-type Lakers series. And then after Kobe passed, I definitely was kind of like, tuned out. And then COVID, obviously, and a whole bunch of fucking tragedies and shit, man. So Sunday night was like one of those rare good nights in 2020 for me, I think, for a lot of sports fans, specifically Lakers fans. So, yeah. Just happy that these guys pulled it off and can motherfucking like get people off my fucking back and shit. Like, not necessarily me, but just like Laker fans in general. Like, the older I get, championships don't really like aren't really a cause for celebration as much as it is a cause for just like relief. And yeah, the relief is there, and then we can just go out and enjoy the rest of the fucking year, you know, pending this fucking election and shit, man. So that's about it on my end. You guys have any thoughts?
Yeah, man, I'm just happy for Lakers fans, you know, the whole sports world, you know, basketball world. You know, just the blow of Kobe's death and just seeing how much his life impacted everyone, you know, with the Lakers organization and his, you know, former teammates and fans and That was really rough, man. I know it seems like it happened like 20 years ago with everything that's happened this year, but just knowing the Lakers were on a mission this year to honor everything that Kobe stood for by bringing home that championship, and just, you know, seeing LeBron play the way he did, year 17, dog, like, I mean, you know, you could tell it meant a lot for him to bring this home for the Lakers this year. So, just happy for, yeah, man, again, for their fans, for, you know, for the city, and, mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty much it, man.
I'm happy basketball over, because it never felt natural. Happy for LeBron, because, you know, I know how much it means to him to this quest he on to pass Jordan. At this point, like, every achievement matters, because people gonna be adding all that shit up at the end, and this was a big one to get over the hump, because it never felt, definitely didn't feel normal for him to have two. So when he won three, I was like, he can't be stuck at three. But for a minute, it was looking like he was gonna be stuck at three. You know, so yeah, I'm happy for him, and I'm really happy for Rondo, because he kind of fell off the map for a minute. And I think this reminded people of, he's just that type of player. I think he's a free agent this year.
He's a player option.
So, yeah, he's a free agent. It just, I think people would be smart to, he would be smart, and I guess the team that pursue him to be smart. Like, you got to be in contention. Like, he's the kind of player, he has to be engaged to be effective. And if y'all just like a middling team or a losing team, he gonna be the worst. He's just not there for the losing. You know, he's just not that kind of dude. So, you know, it'd be smart for them to keep him. But we'll see. I mean, he got to want his money, too. And, shouts to Frank Vogel. Like, I mean, he a championship coach now. Like, that seemed odd. I ain't never had an opinion of him before this. So, but, yeah, he never struck me as, like, that caliber of coach. But, good for him. And, that's about it.
Yeah, just to add on to LeBron, I saw a lot of people, including the broadcasters, on Sunday night, talking about how much Jimmy gave in that game 5 and how he didn't have anything left in the tank. LeBron scored like 40 points, and damn near had a triple-double that game, and he's in year 17, so if he ain't got an excuse, yeah. And that's, you know, giving Jimmy all his fucking credit for playing that well in that game, in the series overall, but, like, he pretty much laid a fucking egg on Sunday night. And if had that been LeBron, you know, it wouldn't have been no please cop for how old he is and how tired he was, so.
Can I just say the Jimmy Butler thing is getting out of hand? Like, he not a superstar, you know. Like, motherfucker, like, he came in a star and left a superstar. Like, he's still Jimmy Butler to me. This was a nice run. But nobody should expect him to come back and be averaging, you know, motherfucking mid-20s and high rebounds and high assists next year, you know. Like, he's a good player. Like, let's not go crazy.
I agree.
Yeah, I said as much last week, man. Mm-hmm. As much last week, but, you know, you give him his credit, because he got him there, or whatever, but, star, Superstar, nah. No. What is he, like a 20-point per game score for his career?
No.
Is he that?
No.
Not? Okay.
Not even close. So, yeah, man, like, I ain't got nothing against him, but god damn. The size, boy, the love people have for a nigga that try hard is, boy, that shit got to balance out in the end, man.
He averaging 17 for his career.
I'm surprised it was that high, Kenny.
I was thinking around maybe like 16, 17. That sounded about right.
Man, I was thinking like 14, 15. He had a slow start to his career, man. And the highs ain't been like high enough to like, you know, I would think to overcome the fucking 8 and 9-point averages he had. So.
Yeah, he went, he had, I'm going to run it down real quick, but yeah, 2.6, hold on, let's see. He had 2.6, 8.6, 13.1, 20, 20.9, 23.9, 22.2, 18.7, 21.3, and he had 19.9 this year. So he's been consistently in the 20s since the 14-15 season. Around 20, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good player, though.
Yeah, I think, like sensible people kind of balance out the, you know, he's not a superstar, but then at the same time, he's kind of gotten, like, the old grumpy guy rap the past couple years because he's played with some really young teams and, you know, he's had players on those teams that were, like, better than him, like, you know, like Cat and was supposed to be fucking Wiggins, but, you know, that wasn't the case. And he just looked upon as, you know, an older guy who wasn't that good to be fucking, like, you know, criticized and holding people accountable. And I think, to a large degree, he justified a lot of that shit this year. Because his dedication, obviously, not being the most talented guy in the world, was kind of bounced off by his dedication to work hard and play hard. So, yeah, man, he definitely had a good run. He's definitely, like, raised his fucking cachet in the league, whatever. But, again, just everybody's a superstar. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, and props against Eric Spoelstra, man, like, I still say the most underrated and unappreciated coach in the league, man. Like, I don't know if it was Mark Jackson. Somebody said he could probably fucking coach for another 20 years or some shit, man. Like, he's with that type of franchise where, like, you know, they're not going to panic. And I don't think they're going to go, like, fall too low at any point. And he's going to have a chance to have one of those fucking Jerry Sloan careers and shit with one franchise for a long time unless, you know, anything drastic changes or whatever. So, I've always liked him and thought he's gotten, like, a underappreciated rap and shit for what he's had to work with, you know. Had some really good teams and had some teams that weren't so good that maybe overachieved a bit, so. Number 17, 18, let's pass these Celtics, y'all. All right, let's move on to the NFL and, Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
I had a head tilt for a minute, young, when Alex came in that game, dog.
You did?
Hell yeah, man. Like, you don't have to be a fan of him or even football, man, just to see that he almost had a fucking leg amputated.
Mm-hmm.
To actually come back and be able to walk.
Mm-hmm.
To come back to fucking camp and compete for a position on a team.
Mm-hmm.
To become the second in line and then actually get into a game and then throw a pass, complete a pass. Like, all those are amazing things, dog. I don't think people appreciate it enough. Yeah, man, like, I've been fucking walking, I think, today was like my 138th day straight, you know? My feet are starting to hurt, you know? But yeah, man, this nigga leg was almost gone, dog. Mm-hmm. Shit is different. Mm-hmm. And other than him being, you know, checked down Alex or whatever, like, nobody's really had anything bad to say about that dude as a person or whatever, man. So, I was really happy for him to be able to get out in the football field. Like, you know, wish it wasn't at the expense of, like, Kyle Allen being hurt or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, that was special. That was special, man. It was a real good feel good moment on Sunday. I was happy for him.
Okay.
All right. Now, outside of that, how'd you think Kyle Allen looked? And what's up with this mysterious illness that Dwayne Haskins has?
So let me ask you a question. Do you know who the NFC Defensive Player of the Week was?
No, was it Sweat?
Or,
nah.
Aaron Donald.
Oh, that's right. He had like a million sacks. Okay.
Yeah. Alex Smith was under siege every time he dropped back in the pocket. And I've never really watched a game where I felt so bad for somebody in the moment as I felt. Because it's weird. Like, the Dak thing didn't happen until later on that day.
Yeah.
But what happened to Dak, I wouldn't have been surprised one bit of having Alex Smith during this game because it was damn near unfair. And at one point, I even tweeted out, like, I have no idea why he's still in the game because, according to the announcing crew, like, Alex could have went back in the game. He got cleared medically and everything. It was a coaching choice to leave Alex Smith in the game.
Yeah, I did see that.
Again, I don't understand Ron Rivera. It just didn't make any sense. Because you would think that Alex Smith, and I think he's even said that Alex Smith is kind of like the emergency guy. Like, we're only going to put him in for something really fucked up happens to Kyle Allen. So I understand in the moment, Kyle Allen dealing with a little, you know, a little shoulder issue, may have a, you know, his, you know, got his bell rung a little bit. But again, according to the announcing crew, and it was actually later confirmed that he could have went back in the game. So I don't understand keeping Alex Smith in the game for as long as it, especially with how many hits he took in that game. At one point, Aaron Donald, like, got on that nigga back, took him for a ride, you know? And I'm like, dog, that can't be good for that leg, you know? Just all-around pathetic performance by the team in general. I said it last week. The defense has been atrocious. People are wide open. I don't know. What do they practice during the week? Because all I'm seeing is people pointing fingers like, no, I thought you had him. I thought you had him. I thought you had him. And it happens every week. The play calling is shit. The protection is shit. Again, I'm going down the line. So all this wasn't Dwayne Haskins' fault. I'm glad that's kind of out in the open now. Having said that, it's obvious that Kyle Allen just getting the reps last week helped early. But then again, the offense still wasn't clicking. It's obvious that he plays with a little more confidence maybe than Dwayne Haskins has. So maybe that should help moving forward.
He scored but this first drive, right?
Second drive. Second or third drive. But all in all, I think they had, 105 total yards of offense? Like, it was something atrocious, you know? Just pathetic all the way around. And the illness that Dwayne Haskins has, they're saying it's not COVID. He wasn't at the stadium on Monday. Apparently, he showed up at the facility he didn't show up to the game on Sunday. He was at the facility on Monday, and he hasn't been back the last 2 days, I believe. Ron Rivera was asked about it. He's saying, like, yeah, it's not COVID. He's dealing with an illness. We'll get through it. He was asked, has he demanded a trade? And all Rivera would say is, I'm not getting to the business side of things. So, but he also still believes in him.
Yeah. All right. All right. not to pile on, Kenny, but I kind of held back on saying this last week. Even though I love the guy as a personality and, you know, a locker room guy or whatever, it's a reason Giants fans weren't mad that Landon Collins left last year.
I get it, man.
Yeah. It's just something that, I don't know if it's been an injury. Like, it's got to be something health-wise, because he plays so physical, even though he's not, like, necessarily the biggest guy or whatever, man. But when he lost a step, young, bruh, it just got bad last year. I'm like, what happened to my guy, young? That was my guy. Mm-hmm. Like, the same way Jabril Peppers is my guy now, mm-hmm. Landon Collins was my guy, young. And when he started getting hurt 2 years ago, since then, man, like, it's just been, he's just been like an average player, you know?
If that.
Well, you know, average players sometimes get masked on decent to good teams or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
But when you're playing on a bad team and you're on an average player, dog.
We get exposed.
Yeah.
He only 26 years old, you know, and it's looking like he already hit the end, you know?
Yeah, man, like, you know, that just shows you how special Sean Taylor was, because he played so physical, but he could take that endurance, young. But some of these guys, man, they want to be like Sean Taylor. You know, Landon's like another guy in that vein, young.
Sean Taylor was outside linebacker size. He was 6'3", 230.
Yeah.
He could do that. He could be physical the way he was because he was that big, but also had at least speed for his size, athleticism, football instincts. He had the whole package.
Yep.
Everybody wants to be Sean Taylor, but there's only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that's what raised me about Jabril Peppers too, young. Like, he plays so physical, but he's just not a big, big guy, young.
Right.
And I just hope that brother, you know, takes care of himself. All right. Our game, we lost to the Cowboys 34-37. So we finally scored some points. I was tired of seeing that fucking graphic last week that Odell scored more touchdowns this year than our team did. So, scored some points. Jumped out to a lead because the Cowboys wanted to pass the ball and they wanted to run, Kenny. But eventually, like, they settled down. And our defense, like, gave points, man, but we didn't play horribly. You know, you got to attribute a touchdown to Danny fumbling on our own end and picking it up and running it in. And they were kind of playing, like, you know, catch up after that. Dallas decided to, like, really get physical and run the ball and stabilize that the offense or whatever. And unfortunately, at some point during that run, Dak got hurt. And, of course, he had the ankle surgery. But I'm hearing it wasn't a compound fracture or whatever, so, like, you know, that's a bit of good news if there's any in that
progress. I thought that's what they initially said, though. I thought they said it was a compound fracture.
I heard it wasn't. I don't know.
I'm almost sure it was, Tom.
Okay. Yeah. But, well, it was something about, like, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I don't know, like, what prognosis that was, whatever. But he had surgery nonetheless, and he's on the shelf for the rest of the year. So they'll be going forward with Andy Dalton. And Dalton came in, and to his credit, you know, they definitely dumbed down the playbook, whatever, man. But he made two great throws, and Michael Gallup caught two great passes at the end of that game for them to come down and kick the field goal and win. But, you know, still winless, but, you know, it wasn't as bad as, what, 2 weeks before that? I think last week, we just didn't score many points, but the defense played better or whatever. So, we're trying to find a little silver lining here, man. It's a young team. Obviously, this is not a playoff caliber team, even though we're only, two games out of first place, one and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
In a terrible division who, like, it seems like it's going to be wide open now, because I've always thought, like, despite all this shit happening, without anybody taking advantage of it, the Cowboys were the best team and were going to eventually pull this division out. But at this point, you know, even though I think Andy Dalton is one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league, I'm just tired of fucking trying to figure out the damn NFC East, man. It's a bad division. So whether it's Philly, them.
No, Philly is going to fuck around, find a way to win this division, man.
I mean, fuck around, find a way. Like, they're right there. Like, it's not even like some
insurmountable fucking, like. Like, the fact that we beat them week one and how they kind of looked at us as a team, because we're dog shit. And the fact that we beat them week one and how bad Carson Wentz is looking to this point, but I just know at some point he's going to settle down a little bit. And it's as a team collectively. Yeah, you're right. It's not like they're, you know, 1-3 and everybody else in the league is like 3-2 right now. But I thought, like, just after the first 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, they are the worst team in the division. But nah, they're not. And I think they're going, at the end of the day, probably end up winning the division.
Well, see, Kenny, you know, to go back to the Dak thing, man, this division is so bad, and you would figure that Dallas had one of the better lines. It's not necessarily like their line's fault that he's gotten, that he got injured or whatever. But, you know, Carson Wentz has had fucking injury problems throughout his career or whatever, and they have a bad line. So he's got to stay healthy. Like, that's something that has plagued him his whole career. So to say that he's going to find a way to pull it out, like, you know, it's the reason fucking Nick Foles got in there and fucking won a Super Bowl and then made a playoff run the next year or whatever, is because Carson Wentz is somewhat injury prone. So that's not a given, you know?
Like, oh, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Like I said, I'm just about done trying to figure out this division. And it's not going to matter anyway, because it's not like they're going to do anything other than host a fucking playoff game and get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep, so let's go down some of these games or whatever. We start on Thursday night with Chicago beat Tampa Bay. I don't know. Bob, you want to tell us what was wrong, how disappointed you were, or what about this game?
Yeah, it's a dumb team, you know. That's really all I got to say. They had over 100 yards in penalties. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Did they ever clarify how Tom Brady didn't know the down at the end of the game?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, nigga lost track of the downs. That was it, you know. That's the least of my worries, though, you know. I ain't feel good when they got the ball back anyway, because Evans hobbled, Miller fucked up, and they ain't have Godwin. Howard gone, Gronk slow. Wasn't optimistic, you know. I wish he'd have threw a Devon in the flat for, on that last down, but yeah, he was trying to push the ball down the field. Yeah, he was hoping, you know, I think to get a PI, because Brate was so tightly covered. But yeah, just wasn't a good game for them, man. And I forget who was telling me about Jensen on our timeline, but yeah, man, I don't like that dude. Every game I've watched, he gotten a penalty, and not like a holding on, like it'd be like player conduct penalties, man. Like I can't deal with that.
Who is this?
This center, Jensen, like some big redhead dude, like look like a fucking Rick Moranis movie villain or something. He looked like a cartoon, you know? And he'd just be fucking up. So, yeah. That was a game they were supposed to have, so was not happy. Then I gotta see petty-ass Brady haters talking about Foles, you know? Lord have mercy, man. I swear to God, man. The disrespect, you know.
Or as Ninth Wonder calls him, Axel Foles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's playing that motherfucker Beverly Hills Cop music 5 minutes after the game, you know. He let that whole joint run, you know. That's some pretty good petty, you know.
Yeah.
Play that breakdown.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know, man. Niggas funny, you know. But yeah, that's it.
All right. We'll keep it in the South there. Carolina beat Atlanta. I don't know why I thought fucking Atlanta's coach got fired 2 weeks ago, you know. That nigga must have been hiding in the bushes like Homer, you know, like hoping nobody saw him, you know. After fucking two epic fucking choke jobs, like he kept his job 2 more weeks, you know. But that all came to an end this week, so he's out of there. I don't know which one of my group chats was debating, like, should they trade Julio and just like rebuild?
I would. Yeah. Why not?
Okay. All right. In a fucking shootout in KC, the Vegas Raiders beat the Chiefs 40-32. I guess that had to be an upset. And the Raiders playing really good football right now. And I guess they kept hope alive to actually like win that division, stay in the race, obviously in the West. And really good game by Derek Carr. And they made the plays in Kansas City. Everybody's kept on waiting for the fucking run, man. But the Raiders withstood like that, I think, their second quarter barrage, and then they finished the game really strong and beat the Chiefs in KC, man. Impressive win.
Yeah, they had that stalemate in the third quarter, and then the Raiders, yeah, they pulled out in the fourth, you know. And like you said, man, Derek Carr, a lot of people wrote that brother off, man, but
not I.
Man, I think sometimes coaching, I guess, does matter, you know. So,
Chucky. Arizona beat the Jets.
This is funny that we had the brother. Like, we always, I mean, my teams just always get the brother, the sorry sibling, you know, just.
Oh, the Gruden, you
know? Yeah, yeah.
So what? They got Chucky and y'all had Kid Sister?
Yeah. if that's how you want to put it, Phil.
It was pretty good, Kenny. Come on, man.
Yeah, it was.
I was on the spot too, man. Come on.
Yeah.
No credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The Cardinals beat the Jets. And the Jets, boy, we bad, but they bad with, like, no direction, you know. Fucking Joe Flacco starting. They fucking cut Le'Veon Bell this week.
Yeah. I don't know how Adam Gase still has a job, you know.
I don't see it either. Man. I don't see it either. But you know, how long did they give Brother Man up in New York? Todd Bowles.
About 4 years, I want to say.
Okay.
4 years.
Okay.
That's normally what they give niggas. So.
Fucking big Gase though. Like, first of all, he. That nigga's the crazy eye killer, you know.
Yeah.
And then they I just don't see the improvement, man.
Yeah, they look bad, you know. They look real, real bad.
And so, is Donald injured?
He's not playing this week. Yeah, he's injured, man.
Okay. All right, I thought they were just like, hey, let's try something else.
Nah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't do that with Sam Donald, nah.
I would hope they wouldn't.
They wouldn't do that. Yeah.
But I know we've like talked in the past about sometimes he just doesn't seem engaged or interested in the game at points or whatever, and then maybe you know a coach would do some shit like that to shake it up. But yeah, it doesn't seem like you do that well.
He had some decent moments in that Broncos game before he got injured.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Okay. Pennsylvania battle. The Steelers beat the Eagles. Put up a lot of points. Who the fuck is this rookie? I'm assuming he's going to be the fantasy sites today. Right, Kenny?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So we can wait for that. Mm-hmm. All right. So Pittsburgh beat Philly. Again, Philly what, half a game out, and all you do is lose. We already talked about the Chargers beating the Washington football team. Baltimore rolled over Cincinnati. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. Tough day for Joe Burrow, but again, it's Baltimore. They're one of the best teams in the league. Houston beat Jacksonville. Glad to see my man Deshaun get off the schneid. Put up 30 points in that win against Jacksonville. If that Las Vegas and Kansas City game is the surprise of the week, I guess somewhat up there and very close to it would be this Miami and Frisco game. Not only because Miami won, but they beat the shit out of San Francisco. 43-17. Fitzmagic. I think Garoppolo got benched, what, in the third quarter?
Second quarter.
Jesus. What are they going to do at quarterback, man?
I think Kyle Shanahan, first of all, I just want to say it's not surprising they did this move. I alluded to it last week, and I think, well, maybe week before that, about like them just not, you can tell they haven't been happy with Jimmy Garoppolo's play. So the fact that this happened didn't surprise. I think it shows that he's no longer the unquestioned starter in San Francisco. It doesn't mean that he's not going to get his job back or be the starter this season, but I think moving forward, it just means that it wouldn't surprise me if they targeted somebody like Trey Lance in the draft. I'll just say that.
Because I think
that's somebody that Kyle Shanahan may like at quarterback because of his skill set.
Just tracking the headlines. 49ers quarterback Garoppolo practices on track to start. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was really bad. Really bad outing for him. I know he just came back from an injury, but yeah, it's not the damn.
He looks confused, you know. He really does. Like, he looks very tentative, very confused sometimes. Like, he late on throws. I don't know what the issue is, but yeah, there's something there, you know. So
dare I say, he didn't look prepared. I just got to call it the way he see it.
But he didn't look prepared week one either, so.
Yeah, I was kind of giving teams, like, you know, the benefit of the doubt playing without playing any preseason games. I thought it was going to be a lot of bad football played, but it really hasn't been the case. But
it hasn't been the case at all. It
hasn't been the case, but, you know, I just, you know, trying to give people leeway that not everybody reacts the same way to a situation like that, because it's unprecedented. And, I've been, like, very critical of that guy, so I was trying to give him, you know, some credit going the other way because he just did give his team to the Super Bowl last year. So, you know, but, yeah, man, it's fucking – it was week five and now it's week six, man. Like, the excuses are over. Yeah. Cleveland beat Indy. Boy, oh, boy, yeah. I think we got to fucking put together a Phillip Rivers interception reel. That one in the fourth quarter Sunday, got to be top 10.
Yeah.
Got to be top 10, you know?
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett is still the backup there. Hey, man, it ain't been good, you know.
That defense is going to be good enough to not warrant him losing his job, though, Kenny. It's
okay, you know.
Hey, look. Hey, you already know, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, Tone, like, yeah.
I'm just never fucking convinced that a white quarterback that's starting over a black quarterback isn't going to be given that extra benefit of the doubt. That's all, Kenny. That's all.
He is playing terrible, you know.
He played terrible on Sunday, but, you know, they were, what, 3-1 going into that game, though, so.
Yeah, but see, at some point that's gonna catch up to you, Young. And like they're not.
It always catches up to them.
They're not 3-1 because of him, Young.
Can you not gonna get like, no argument out of me, Young?
He's like actually neutralized their best receiver. Like T.Y. Hilton's not even a factor, Young.
Yeah, he isn't, dog.
And like a lot of that's because of Phillip Rivers, because of how awful he's playing. So, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, as a coach at some point, you got to, like, just be honest with yourself. And Frank Reich is a quarterback. He's an offensive guy. I know he sees this shit. I know he knows what he has behind Phillip Rivers. Not saying that Jacoby Brissett is a world beater, but he would be better than that. Phillip Rivers looked washed. Like, completely washed, dude.
He was pointing and blaming Young. I was
and
like,
he, yeah, that's what he, yeah, well.
I said.
That was nobody pull.
How about that, Young?
He trying to pull a reverse Jamie, Young. Nah, that's your fault. Nah, Young. Don't be trying to point fingers and shit.
Yeah. Phil was his own advocate, Young. I don't need no stinking K-Bats. Yeah. I do it myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Browns now 4-1. Looking good. Still got no chance to beat Baltimore in that division, but nor Pittsburgh, so they'll be playing for this fucking wild card, man. All right, I didn't see the Seattle game because I was watching the finals, but they were getting washed anyway, and I was like, well, Kurt about to get these niggas off his back for another week, and what the fuck happened, Kenny?
Kurt? Well, just the team in general.
Just this game, because they were up, I saw 2 touchdowns, something like that.
Yeah, it was looking like Seattle's going to take a loss, man, but... Yeah, they got Russell and a DK Metcalf, you know, so. That last drive, that was some MVP shit right there. That's, we added up at the end of the year, you know, and this game is going to be, it's going to figure prominently in those, in that tally, you know. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another comeback pulled off by Dangerous. Congratulations to them. And similarly on Monday night, the Chargers were up, had a somewhat of a hold, steady hold on this game against New Orleans, and next thing you know, here comes Drew Brees and company, and they pull out the win in overtime. That damn kick the Chargers had, and then the regulation, boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen as many fucking doinks as I have this year, like so early too, you know? It's a rack of doinks, Sean.
Yeah, it hasn't been a bad year for kickers so far.
Hey, man.
This even extra points, like, it's kind of nothing now to see a kicker make an extra point.
Right.
Yeah, Justin Herbert played a hell of a game. Yeah, he should be the starter. I feel really bad for Tyrod, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, kid's going to be, he's going to be pretty good, man. Not surprising. Again, like, it was one of those things when you watched him in college. Like, am I missing something? Because he wasn't the consensus number one prospect in the draft, and you would think that somebody that had his size, arm talent, and all that should be. But I know a lot of people were kind of down on his accuracy, but that hasn't really been an issue so far. But, yeah. It was a hell of a football game, I know that.
All right. Just watching this and... I've seen it before, but it seemed like it was, like, even more, it stood out more this game. Drew Brees does not appreciate when, Sean Payton brings in Taysom Hill.
Not at all. You can read it all, it's all over his face.
You can just see him stewing, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He go on the sideline, he put his hands on his hips, literally. And, like, just go back there, and he be rocking back and forth, you know, adjusting his face mask. I'm like, yeah, he mad, you know? But then again, it worked. it worked. Those in the, late in the fourth quarter, they brought him in. Taysom took that snap, you know, and yeah, I mean, there's no illusions about him passing the ball.
That's right.
It's yeah, he just gonna run it, you know. It's just a direct snap, and he ran to the right, got to the end zone. But then again, late in the game, he brought it in. Like, they tried that shit again, it didn't work, and Drew kind of win the game. Like, see, like I told y'all. But yeah, it obviously bothers him. So, and even the comp, I think it was, it might have been Lewis Riddick. It was like, it's interesting that, you know, in these crucial moments that Sean Payton has been Taysom Hill at quarterback. It's like when Drew is starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm offensively, all of a sudden it's third down and six, and then comes Taysom Hill. You know.
Yeah, Matt. I know he's had a couple fumbles this year, but it's going to be a real crucial situation in a big game. And he's going to fumble. And, yeah, man, I'm going to expect Drew to slip up and not have that professionalism at that fucking podium, young, and say something.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And last night in Tuesday night football, young, Tennessee, who hadn't played a fucking game, and I don't think them niggas even seen each other face to face in the past 2 weeks or some shit.
Other than the practices they were having, illegal practices they were having?
Yeah, those. I think more teams need to have illegal practices, man. Because they came out hitting on all cylinders, man. All of them.
Yeah, well, every team don't got motherfucking Derrick Henry at running back.
That's true.
Man. Now, have you ever looked at his high school stats?
No, I can imagine, though, yeah.
Yeah, I could have swore he had, like, and I hope I'm not citing, he had, like, 350 carries his senior year. He had, like, one game where he had 50 carries in it. Yeah.
How many yards did he have?
Like, over 4,000. I never saw a stat line like that in my life, you know? It looked like something like if you create a nigga on, like, Madden or something like that, or like NCAA football, you create a running back, you know? And you just, like, dictate the offense, and your offense is pretty much like he run the ball every play. And then he end up having, like, motherfucking 47 carries or 600 yards. It looked just like that, you know?
Hey, Sam, you there, yeah? That sure reminds me of, when we used to do, on the site, the NBA NFL ranks or whatever, this nigga Sam was like, "Young, can you do something with Timmy Knees, young? Do a bad Photoshop. I put these two motherfucking volcanoes on Timmy Knees, young."
Yeah, what y'all was talking about?
Talking about, like, Kenny said Derrick Henry had like 350 carries his senior year in high school. So he's always been, like, getting a workload. I'm like, this nigga knee's about to be gone like motherfucking Timmy's, you know? Like, yeah, dog. He had the motherfucking volcanoes on his knees, you know? Derrick Henry's going to be so... He's going to be fucking lathered in motherfucking in emu oil, you know, when he retire, you know?
Yeah.
Because he be having hard runs, you know?
Yeah.
These ain't no motherfucking sweet ass sweeps to the outside, dog. Like, he turned that motherfucking shoulder, young. He want more, young. But that nigga durable, though, so. Shout out to him, yeah, man. Buffalo.
And already this season, 4 games, 31 carries, 25 carries, 26 carries. And yesterday was surprising that they kind of mixed it up a little bit. He only had 19, but then again, they were up big by that point. So
yeah, I want to say he had a goonish stat line yesterday. Huh?
Nah, he had what's it? I think it was like 19 for 57. It's somewhat goonish. It's goon like, sure.
It's goony.
It's goony. Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, it's goony.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our awards for the week. KB.
All right, Goon running back of the week. Steelers running back James Conner, 15 carries, 44 yards and a touchdown. And the Steelers 38-29 went over the Jets. And the Freddie Mitchell Fantasy Football Sites of the Week is also a Steeler. Wide receiver Chase Claypool, 7 receptions for 110 yards and 4 total touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown as well in the same game.
Yeah.
He's a very good player, though. It's nothing against him. I just don't think he's going to see that type of volume share going forward. But he's good. But then again, like, and I remember saying this like before the draft, if this was the year that you needed a receiver, take him now. Because they were dudes like him that were in the second round and any other years would have been like first round talents and receiver. It was just that deep at receiver this year. So it's not surprising to see it's like so many of these dudes like who are rookies that are, you know, producing, because it was a banner year for receivers. Which again just makes it all the more puzzling why Green Bay didn't take one. But yeah.
More importantly, who in y'all league picked him up if they hadn't already drafted him?
Oh yeah, he got traded. Ron traded for him today. Okay. Rub picked him up and Ron traded for him, man.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. How's league looking so far this year?
I was top of the power range going in this week, but I had Dak at quarterback, so yeah. I had Christian McCaffrey too, so damn. I'm not doing well as far as injuries are concerned, but I was 3-1 going into this weekend's game. Of course Dak going out didn't help, so I lost my game, but I figured something out. Okay. It'll help if I get Christian McCaffrey back within the next 2 weeks. That'll help tremendously. Even though Mike Davis has been doing an admirable job filling in for him, so. But he's not Christian McCaffrey, so.
Right. Shit. Glad I mentioned him. By the way, young, shout out to Mark. I was checking on him last week. I forgot to mention last week, but congratulations, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, hey, man, I had no idea, and it just happened the week before, so congratulations on the nuptials. Got a wife and a baby, young. Living a dream, mm-hmm. young. Good for you.
Yep.
Indeed.
Well, man, shout out to Kali, too. I checked on him the same day, young. Good to see y'all brothers doing well, man.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Keep it up. All right. All right, my D'Angelo Hall Playmaker Award of the Week goes to Derek Carr. A couple touchdowns and 247 yards against the Chiefs and an upset at Arrowhead. And my Larry Holmes Flabby and Sick Award of the Week goes to Josh Norman, who was looking more like Norman Smiley last night. When he got fucking trucked and thrown to the fucking ground. That fucking gif and meme is everywhere today, and rightfully so. Couldn't think of a better person for it to happen to.
Yep.
Alright, now I forgot to text Ryan today to get his prediction, but what's your prediction on this fight for Saturday, Kenny? Lopez and Lomachenko.
My heart is saying Teofimo. My brain is saying Lomo. I'm going to go with Teofimo just because I want him to win. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of that young man. I think he has an incredibly bright future. I don't know if this is too much too soon for him, but I think he's the type of kid that's going to step up to the challenge. I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. I'll be very disappointed if Lomo knocks him out like in the first 4 or 5 rounds. It'll be very anticlimactic, but I think Teofimo is ready. So I'm really pulling for that dude. Now, Lukey said he was going to knock him out. That's what Lukey said.
Mm.
Remember when he came on?
Yeah.
We talked about that fight when he came on, and he said, I think Teofimo is going to win by KO. That would be something if that happened. I would love to see it happen. But we'll see, man. I'm pushing for Teofimo, man.
Okay. Go ahead and quickly text Ronnie so at some point tonight, hopefully he'll respond. But, okay. We'll check that out on Saturday night. All right, let's move on to our second segment, entertainment. And what you got, KB?
I didn't see any movies. I've been looking at The Good Lord Bird. I saw the first few episodes of that. I wasn't really too big on the first episode. The second one, it picked it up a little bit. For people who don't know, it's the story of John Brown, the white abolitionist who led the raid on Harper's Ferry. Ethan Hawke is playing John Brown. It's on Showtime. I would say check it out. I'm waiting to see where the story goes, because this past episode, it was better than the first one. I don't want to give away too much of it, but the first one, I was like, I don't know about this, you know? Just because I don't like stories with black people during those times are so damn afraid of everything. But then again, I kind of understand, because I don't know what it was like to, of course, like, to live under those type of conditions. So, you know, but I don't like them being in the background when it comes to stories like this as much as they were in the first episode. But the second episode picked it up a little bit, so yeah. And John Brown didn't really figure as much in this episode. He came in on the latter part. But I think they, you know, they set it up for episode 3, so it kind of pulled me back in a little bit.
Okay. Before we get into the boys, you got anything, Sam, that you watched this week?
I watched Good Little Word. I'm on the second episode. I like it a little more than I guess Kenny does. I expected to start slow because it seems like it's going to be a pretty, like, big story. They're bringing in more characters, so I don't expect really shit to happen until, like, probably episode 4 or 5. So, but, yeah, I mean, I like the kid who plays, I guess his name is Henrietta, but it's, you know, they call him Henrietta, but his name is Henry. Yeah, he's talented. I'm looking forward to seeing him in more stuff. And they've had a couple of really good scenes. Kenny, you said you ain't seen all the episodes 2 yet?
No, I seen all everything. I seen first 1 okay. and 2. Yeah,
I like the. It wasn't really a trial, I guess, but it was an interrogation.
Mm-hmm.
I like that entire scene, and like she was really good in it, and he was really good in it. So that's when it kind of picked up for me. I was like, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
Right. That was the part when I'm like, all right, I'm getting it now. Because up until that point, I was a little 50-50 on it. But yeah. Like Sabonia, that whole storyline, yeah. Like in that whole scene, yeah.
Yeah, it was because I don't know. It put me in like the actual setting, like exactly. What's at stake? Because it's been a little too funny for me.
That's what I haven't liked about it, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just like, all right, finally we getting somewhere. Like that's good. Like it's a motherfucking gravity to the story right now. Good.
Exactly. Right.
But, that's about it. What else? I started watching The Haunting of Bly Manor. I forgot her name, but she's the, she was the girl in, God damn, what was that joint called? What's the Netflix joint about the creepy dude who be falling in love with Chickstone that we fuck with?
Oh, yeah, is it, it's not love,
It's something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the girl from this past season in it.
Okay.
So she plays like an au pair to like this rich dude's niece and nephew. And it's pretty good, you know. I'm fucking with it so far. I'm not actually through episode 1, but I like the setup, you know. Basic scary movie. Not a scary movie, actually. It's actually a series. I thought it was a movie.
I said love.
Dude, I was about to say her. Like, I knew it was like one title, like one word title. So yeah, it, I mean, we could have fired blanks all night, dog.
Yeah, if Ice Cube didn't already secure a spot at the end of the show, I was gonna play "You, Me, Him, and Her" by Jay-Z. But yeah, well, I would have worked. But go ahead though.
So yeah, that joint looked pretty good. I started watching Fargo. I'm through 2 episodes. Like it a lot. Live up to the hype. People have been slicing it. So I'm glad it's good. Because if it wasn't, I mean, I was going to feel left out. Speaking of feeling left out, that Lovecraft kind of brought me back into the fold this past week. I actually liked this episode a lot. So
to me, this was by far, and I know a lot of people out there listen to the show, watch Lovecraft Country, and please, you know, don't bombard me with tweets tomorrow. I know y'all love it, you know. It's been a really good show. I get it. But to me, this past episode was by far the best episode of the season, in my opinion.
It made sense, you know.
Right. That's
what made it big. That's what made it good, you know.
That's all I want, you know.
I fully understood what was happening from beginning to end.
Hey, they had a clear mission. They had to get that book. That's all I said. Thank God, you know. Just get the book. I was like, you know, I ain't trying to see nobody fucking and turning into motherfucking pulled pork sandwiches every week, you know. I don't want to see this, you know. Yeah. It's disgusting, you know.
Yeah. I get it, dog. It was clear. This the mission. Yeah. This what we got to do. Don't nobody do anything to mess up the future. Like, you understood everybody's motives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it, you know.
I was so happy I understood. You know? I was like, I'm not dumb, you know. Yeah. I'm like, I've watched complicated stories before. I like, but nothing has never put me off this badly. No, not in a long time, you know. I like this joint turning me off, you know. But yeah, I was excited, you know.
Yep.
He kicked that back, you know. I said,
There it goes.
I said, it's making sense.
Yeah, you know. Michael Kenneth Williams, man, that dude.
Dog. Oh, yeah, he a force of nature, you know.
Man, oh man.
But yeah, I'm with you, you know. I'm waiting for niggas to be tweeting at us tomorrow.
Yeah. Y'all didn't understand 2 episodes ago when Attica, nigga. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Just stop, you know. Just stop, you know. Like, it's not our fault, you know.
Yeah,
I honestly don't feel like it's my fault. You know, I've watched a couple of episodes, like, twice. Yeah. Like, nope. I'm going back over certain scenes and shit, like, what I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, like, I just wasn't fucking with it, so I'm excited, you know. I'm like, and maybe, you know, that's a part of the storytelling technique with this, like, you know, like a motherfucking James Baldwin book, it'll all make sense later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's starting to feel like. I'm like, all right, you know, that's starting to, like, now I get, like, why motherfucking Hippolyta had to be the motherfucking, I don't know, space traveling lady and shit. Like, all right, fine. Like, y'all got me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. But, yeah, you know, I'm just excited that I can feel as excited as people have been, you know, and I can participate now in those Twitter conversations, because I just been shutting up, you know, because I don't want to seem like a hater, because it's not that serious. Like, I ain't going to step in and be like, I don't know what the fuck y'all are so excited about.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't want to be that guy, but I also didn't like feeling left out either. So what else? There was one more thing I want. This joint, something Lake, you know. It's about a virus. Boy, it's been a lot of virus content. Hey, you know.
She sounds worried, you know.
Well, it was those 2 Korean movies.
Yeah.
What I tell you it was called? It was called The Train to Something. And then the other one, what was the first one called?
Alive.
Alive, yeah. And then the sequel, it was like The Train to Something, when people were like escaping the city.
Real quick, what platform is that on?
Which, Alive and
I saw Alive because it eventually came to Netflix.
Which one?
But the Train joint. What's that on? Because I was looking for.
I ripped it. It was on Torrent. Yeah, that's. Okay. I mean, yeah, I thought that's what I told you. I probably said it in some kind of covert way and shit, like, you know, motherfucking Homeland Security listening, which they are, but it's fine. But hold on, let me pull up this joint out down. To the Lake.
To the Lake, okay.
So, yeah, I'm not sure which country it's from, but it's dubbed. It's not American.
Yeah, I find it.
So the dubbing is kind of annoying, but it's you know, it's got a good start, man. I like it. Because I like, you know, I like how they set up, you know, the characters first and then the circumstance. I don't like when it's just like, these are the circumstances, and then we got to deal with character development. Like, motherfuckers start talking when they get a quiet moment and shit, and out in the woods somewhere and shit. When they done running from whatever trying to get them. I hate that shit, you know. Just develop the character first, and then whatever gonna get them, you know. So, for the first, like, you know, 20 minutes to a half hour, like, you know, it's just a couple going through I think they're divorced. And, you know, they're going through their new living situation, and it's just, you know, it just kind of pulls you in, man. Because you already know something terrible about to happen just from, you know, the synopsis. So, yeah, that joint seemed like it's going to be pretty good. And that's about it, you know. That's enough. I ain't tried that woke yet. I think we got an email about woke or whatever. I ain't tried that.
Was that?
Come on, Hulu. Got Lamar Morris in it.
Okay.
Didn't somebody write in about that? I thought they did last week, or maybe Chris talked about it. I think Chris talked.
About it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I started watching Ratchet too. Based on Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's got a Sarah Paulson in it. So, she always good. So, I'm like halfway through the first episode. It's not really like, not off to a blazing start, but, you know, any project she a part of, I try to check it out. So, I'll get back to it. So, I got like 6 or 7 things I'm watching as far as like a series. So, yeah.
All right. I think Sunday was the next to last episode of The Vow.
Oh, my bad, Tony. I didn't mean to cut you off. Raised by Wolves. I also started watching that. That joint is a beast. Yep. You know?
I finished it, young. Yeah, it's good, young man. Especially when the motherfucking bots start getting jealous of each other and them kids, young.
Hey, Tone. She starts screaming. You know? I don't like that. You know?
Talk. Them screams, young. Yeah.
I don't like it, you know.
Yeah.
That first time she did it, and it looked like she fried them niggas' faces, I was like, what the I said, what just happened? I thought she, like, spit acid on them, you know. Yeah. Yeah. That's tight, you know.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like, young.
That schism?
Dig it. That schism and that emasculation, young.
Yeah, both of them.
Father is a bitch, young.
When she spike slammed that nigga, I just said, just don't make him black so I don't have to care.
Hey, young.
I downstairs like 2 a.m, you know. I think I said that shit out loud. I was like, why do you have to make it black? So now I gotta care about this, you know?
Hey, young, it gets worse, young. She be carrying the shit out of him, young. He be twitching that head trying to compute it, young. I be like, nope. Don't even matter, young. She is version 2 and you version 1, young. She just better. Yeah.
Hey, dog. I was like, why she get all the good powers? I'm like, young. How far in the future is this, young? And y'all still being right? I was like, why did? I was like, it's clearly not supposed to matter who got the best powers. I'm like, so why y'all make her white with these good powers and this nigga basic as shit, you
know? Hey, you know his power is, young.
Being sensitive.
He care.
Good with the kids. Yeah.
His power is he a good babysitter, man.
But that's why she be whooping his ass though, you know?
Yeah.
Cause she want to be a good, like, that's her programming. She want to be a good, you know, a good caretaker, and she don't know how to do it, you know?
Yeah, but she's always conflicted. Like, what episode are you on?
Just on two.
Okay. Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I ain't too far. Yeah. Actually, three, my bad.
It get, you know, I ain't gonna go there, but, like, some other shit, like, explains why she is the way she is and shit, young, but, bruh, I just be seeing him looking confused, young, like, not knowing what to do. I'm like, nigga, ain't you a body? Ain't you, like, calculated this shit happening and so you can handle it better? Nope, he just a lost nigga, young. Waiting for mother's lead, dog. I'm like, okay, I think I see where this is going. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it's fire, though. I can't wait for
it. It really is.
Yeah, man. Like, it's, like I told you, it's, Demetrius-y, huh?
Yeah.
I definitely got that much really of Ridley taste, flavor to it, dog.
Yep. Yeah, got that white hydraulic juice, you know.
Yeah.
All them bots from the future, you know. It's that same white shit, you know.
That and them motherfucker like sepia tones and motherfucker everybody wearing them damn neutralized Yeezy colors and shit, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, dog. Every time a new pair of Yeezys drop, you know, I'll be like, young, this look like the last pair that dropped. All them shits is earth tone, young. I'll be getting so mad, young. They all gray and tan and off white. I'm like, nigga, he's selling the same shoes over and over and over, young. Just make some navy blue ones, young. That's what we all want.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a rant for another day. Yeah, so I'm glad you hopped on that, Jonas. It's a quick, easy watch too. What we got here? The Vow, like Game on episode 9. I guess the next episode is the last one. For the season or whatever. And yeah, man. This motherfucking cult leader, Keith Rainier, I think is his name, young. Like, dog, he got these people so brainwashed. He be talking to these women, like, he says it in a kind way, but he be insulting the fuck out of them. It's like, yeah, why are you sitting here smiling? Because you're a tease. You just want to get fucked. You want power. And that's the only way you can get power, is by getting fucked. And I was like, dog, he in a room full of smart, intelligent people, young. And they just be sitting there nodding, young. Agreeing. And then he does it, young. He done fucked all these women, young. All the women. And nobody finds a problem with it. Until, like, you know, the few people that do fucking lead a cult and shit, young. So, just as importantly, young, like, everybody's getting in on the motherfucking Nexium cult business because homegirl Lynn sent me a joint this morning. Like, it's a new fucking series on Stars called Seduced, and it's going to be, like, centered around, what's this lady's name? Catherine Oxenberg, I think. Her mother played on Dynasty back in the day or some shit. And, like, I think maybe the last two or three episodes have, like, you know, dealt with how fucking brainwashed and how deep she's gotten into the cult or whatever. And I think this new docuseries on Stars that starts on Sunday is going to center around just, like, her involvement in this shit. Because she's, like, deep in it, young. Like, her mom called and told her she, like, they're about to fucking, like, have a raid on the fucking, like, the grounds of the fucking, you know, cold or some shit. And she's like, nah, I'm here. I'm here for the long haul. I'm willing to take the fucking, like, the hit or whatever. And I'm like, this bitch is fucking brainwashed, young. So it's just a real fucking interest, like, it's just, like, mystifying how you can have this many people and it, like, defies all the things that you preconceive about a cult or whatever. Like, these are all smart people. A lot of them are successful already in their own right and, like, good-looking people or whatever. And they just are fucking brainwashed and then they go, like, overboard with the brainwashing because they have all these subdivisions of the fucking cult or whatever. So you have this shit where it's only women involved and shit. Then they get branded and then they get fucked and then they have to call the person who brought them in master and all this shit. And like, yo, this seems like there's some shit for some dumb, ignorant, nonsensical fucking, like, butthead junk. But these are all smart, beautiful, knowledgeable people, yeah. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to even more fucking Nexium shit. The week's coming up on Stars. The Boys finale. Gotta say, man, I wasn't as satisfied as I was with the way Stormfront died. Now, I know she went out like motherfucker Vader and shit, young, but just didn't fulfill me.
That raggedy bitch ain't dead, is she?
I don't think she's dead.
Yeah, she not dead, you know. She just fucked up. They about to pump her ass full of that V, you know. She gonna be just fine, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if she can regrow limbs, but I think all the, like, the burns and all that shit, it, they might straight up, like, Vader her ass for real and give her, like, prosthetics and I don't know, you know, but she ain't dead, you know.
Oh, well, well. Maybe that's why.
You didn't see her. You didn't see her take her last breath, dog. And when Homelander was like, "Yeah, she's in a facility somewhere." Yeah. She probably really is. Man.
Yeah, I guess it goes back to the fucking, like, the superhero and the magic rule, young. If the head ain't cut off and you don't see them eyes go down, young, they're all still alive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kid got mad and fucked her up.
Yeah.
I think everybody was waiting for the kid to show them powers the whole fucking season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He did it.
Yep.
Too bad he fried his mom, too. You know, gotta learn how to control them powers.
Yep. Yep.
What else do y'all think about this episode? Or the season, just in general?
Yeah, I liked it all the way around, man. It was a little slow the first two episodes, but it picked up, and yeah, I was very satisfied with the finale, how they ended everything, man.
I don't know where the fuck they left Black Noir, you know. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Yeah, they've been speculating, did he die eating that Almond Joy, but according to, if you go by... And I don't know if you really can do this because they've drifted so much from the source material in a lot of ways, but apparently in the comic, he turns into a zombie. And people think that's what may kind of happen to his character, that he's not necessarily dead, but some of the suits get fucked up, like Stormfront, him. Either they're like on the brink of death, but then they take Compound V, but they put so much V in them that it fries their brain and they become like zombies and shit. So people are speculating that may happen to him, that he's not dead, but he won't be what he was this past season, already the first two seasons.
Okay. Yeah, it just, I don't know, man.
He bet.
It was weird that he didn't, like, after that one scene where he had that allergic reaction to the Armored Joy, you didn't see him, like, the last two episodes.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, I just.
So you don't really know what happened to him.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seemed like a funny place to leave it, but all right.
And there was no mention of him anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would assume that he's not dead, because don't they like replace you as soon as like one person leaves the group. Like they brought back A-Train because Stormfront was gone.
Right, right.
Plus, you know, like if a nigga dies from a damn almond joy, that's the wackest death ever in a fucking superhero story ever.
Yeah, that'd probably be worse than Bane died.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Debatable. Mm-hmm. What else is Oh yeah, we finally found out who was blowing them motherfucking heads up, man.
Yeah.
Dog, I watched one of them motherfucking Emergency Awesome videos, dog. Like, they've been telling us the whole season it was her.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that it was going to end up being her. And then when you go back,
yeah,
and they say, like, all the clues, it's like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, in the office with Giancarlo and shit, young, like.
Right, right.
She was telling him that it was a soup and shit, young, and he didn't believe it. Like, yeah, bro.
Yep. And how? In the scene when he was getting ready to testify, everybody, the head blew up, she was looking dead at him.
Yep.
Yep.
Man. And then, like, she was being ushered out and shit. Then she turned around, looked at her fucking assistant or whatever. Yep. Blew her head up.
Popped off.
Then she sat down looking all crazy. Because I remember that scene. I was like, bitch, get the fuck up out of there.
Right.
But
nah, she's popping heads.
She's busy killing. She's
popping
heads.
Yeah. So, good season.
Carl Urban was real good that last episode, too.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, but, yeah, he stood out. Really, the last two episodes.
Yeah. His over the top fucking acting is good for this series too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's the one thing about this too. Like, the casting has been, yeah, it's really good. You know? They definitely got the right person for his role, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And Giancarlo for his role as well. Like, yeah.
Yep. What else we got here? I feel like it was something else that we all watched, or most of us watched. Don't remember.
Something just ended?
Yeah, like recently. Oh, Utopia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
That joint is thank fire,
yeah.
Young.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know how I forgot about that one. It's definitely in my top five.
Yep, Utopia on Prime, and it's a good, clean 8 episodes. And I was like,
that was the other one I was talking about, the virus joints. Like, it's a bunch of virus content right now. I could not think of it. Yeah, thanks, dog. But yeah, man, really good, good series. Interested where they're going to take it, especially, you know, in a post-COVID world, because, you know, this was conceived and filmed before any of this shit started happening. Mm-hmm. So, I can't wait to see how they slice it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, I don't want to start a conspiracy, but with all this shit coming out with this and, like, the Tudor Lake joint and, all these fucking zombie joints that be coming out, you know, like, did they see this shit coming, you know?
Well, you know what, dog?
There's so much virus shit out right now.
Well, you know what, dog? Like, I was just thinking about, back when we worked at RET, like, I had to go to this fucking this DC Office of Preparedness, like, seminar at Gallaudet. And I remember real quick side story. I was at this fucking conference at Gallaudet or whatever, and my sister was in town, and I let her borrow my car, so she dropped me off and picked me up. And when she came back to pick me up, she's like, I love this campus. It's so quiet.
That's fucked up,
yeah. Thought that was funny. But, in that class, like, they were like, just had everybody fucking scared as fuck. They were like, yeah, it isn't a question of when it's a bioterrorism attack or it's like a terrorist attack, or it's, you know, some type of virus or whatever. It's just a question of when. And this is like before 9/11.
Right.
So shit like that. And then when shit like this happens, or when 9/11 happens or whatever, or, you know, you hear about something on the news saying, like, yeah, this fucking era has been quarantined or some shit, whatever. Like, you just wonder, like, man, what do they know that we don't know, young? And what are they, like, sharing with us that they're not sharing with us?
Right.
You know, so series like this, man, like, you know, rich, wealthy, and powerful people all... I always think that they know more than the rest of us know anyway. So, who's to say that these people aren't fucking also filmmakers and showrunners, man? And they capitalize on this shit. You know? Not necessarily knowing the exact extent of which, you know, we're going to experience the shit, but they know at some point the shit's going to happen, you know? Because, like...
Yeah, I mean, rich, powerful people finance all of our movies and TV shows.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So, yeah, maybe some of the info is trickling down, you know, into the creatives.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, like I said, once I got to that To the Lake joint, I was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "A mysterious virus again, yeah." I'm like, "Of course I gotta watch," but this a lot, you know. So yeah, but yeah, man, if y'all haven't checked out Utopia, it's really good. Like I said, based on a comic book. Like a mysterious, like, underground comic book. Utopia is actually the sequel to Dystopia.
Yep.
And yeah, you know, a really, like, small sliver of comic book nerds are really into this shit. It kind of foretells the end of the world. You know, the coming of, like, a race-killing virus. And, yeah, it's a big deal with this particular group of nerds, and, you know, they find out that there's a sequel. There's been long told rumors of a sequel, and finally they get some concrete evidence that it's going to be on display at a convention.
A Comic-Con type joint.
Yeah, and yeah, they all meet there, and, you know, some people from... what's the group called, Tone? It's not, I'm about to say something whack. It's the Harvest. I was about to say the Haven, nigga. but yeah, I mean, it's like some mysterious group called the Harvest who are like dead set against this information getting out. Because they know it's true. It's not, you know, really a comic. It's a key to, like, stopping this virus. From spreading and, like, killing, like, you know, I think, what was Cusack's monologue? It was pretty much, like, 2/3 of humanity.
Yeah.
Or 3/4. It was a lot, you know. I was like, well, goddamn, nigga, like, you can't just do a few hundred million. It was a lot, you know. Because he said something like, only, like, he said the planet can only sustain really right now, like, 1.5 billion or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn. I was like, that's a lot of people gotta die, you know? So, and Cusack beasted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that monologue was incredible, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I like when, you know, he, you know, he's a good comedic actor, but, you know, I like when he, like, acts. Him and Billy Crudup and Vince Vaughn, to me, like,
mm-hmm.
They sell themselves short, like, not doing more serious stuff.
Yeah.
Even though this is funny, like, it has, like, a lot of comedic elements. And in fact, I think it's a comedy, but this scene was, like, really dramatic.
You know what? I thought that they would do themselves more justice by not presenting it so much as a comedy, because that's what turned me off by every time, you know, I pop on Amazon Prime. This joint was, like, front and center the past, like, 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. And when that little trailer plays, they got the little funny music playing to kind of, like, show, like,
yep.
You know, the comedic elements of the series. And I'm like, it's...
Yeah.
It's not really for me. But, you know, watching it, like, in its entirety, like, it was a much different tone, like, throughout most of the fucking series.
Right. But yeah, it was it's really good, you know. So if you ain't watching it, definitely should check it out. And that's about it. I mean, and the girl, like the main girl who plays
Jessica Hyde.
Yeah, like the lead character in the book. Like, yeah, she's really good too, you know. I had to look up her IG because I was like, she can't be this fucking ugly in real life,
bruh.
That's impossible, bruh. But they did a good job of making her look ugly because she's not ugly at all, you know?
Don't she look like a motherfucking bizarro Lisa Bonet, young
nigga? I was like, how is this possible, you know?
Yeah, she looks real, as mom would have said, real homely, young.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, she looked like a regular old, you know, Thandie Newton knockoff, like in real life. So, but yeah, they just did a good job of making her look rough. You know, I swear they shaved her eyebrows and some more shit to like just she looked real Cro-Magnon. You know?
Young, don't that little girl look like an old woman, young?
Hey, young, that little girl is the weirdest looking little person, you know.
Oh. I was like, she looks like an old lady, young.
Yeah. It's something, man. She, like, not even being funny, young. Her head shape and her eyes remind me of Stewie.
Jai.
That's what she looked like, you know.
Jai, yeah.
I'm like, she got that motherfucking sideways football face, young.
Yep.
Her cheeks all big and her eyes kind of big, young. I was like, she looked like Stewie with a motherfucking bob, you know.
Yeah, but her and the little boy, like they played their characters really well this season.
Yeah, he looked like a little motherfucking gymnast or a weightlifter or something, you know. He definitely got Eastern European face, you know.
Yeah, nigga,
that kid not American. I ain't looked up who that actor is, you know, but I was like, it ain't just a haircut, you know. Like that kid looked European as shit, you know.
He's stocky as fuck too.
Exactly. But yeah, it's a good show, man.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, like you said, they have a lot to work with for season two, you know. Depending on whether they stay or like veer from the source material, I'm not sure, you know, where that story goes in the books or whatever. But some shit out here. What else I got? Oh yeah. Got my DC animated joints joint for the week. They just put out this joint called Death in the Family, and I've been wondering about like what the direction of this this story was going to go, because Death in the Family is about like Robin dying, like the Batman series or whatever. Robin dies at the hands of the Joker or whatever, and this has been told, like, I think it was told in The Killing Joke, and then, like, go back 10, 12 years, like, the first DC animated joint that I watched was Under the Red Hood, and that was about, like, Robin coming back after he had, like, you know, been killed by the Joker, and then Ra's al Ghul had got his hands on him and, you know, put him in the Lazarus Pit and brought him back, and, you know, he had come back to Gotham to exact revenge or whatever. And, like, I'm sitting here watching this shit, and, like, through from, you know, Under the Red Hood, through fucking Killing Joke, whatever, all this shit is just fucking flashbacks to old DC films or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? What are they doing here? And then at some point, like, you know, they just show Bruce in the fucking coffee shop talking to the Clark Kent or whatever, and he's telling this story with all these flashbacks, and then that's pretty much the fucking story. It's like 45 minutes and it's over with. But what DC is doing, I'm not sure whether it's just a fucking combat bootleggers or this is just like specific to this story, and they were just trying something new. There is an interactive element attached to this, I guess, through your DVD or your VOD service when they release it on that platform or whatever, that you get to go in at some point and I guess make fucking decisions that, I don't know, either don't kill Robin, or when Robin comes back, he gets to do something else rather than terrorize Gotham. But it definitely feels like an anti-bootleg property that they put on this film to, like, make, you know, people go out and buy it. But again, like, how would they know that there's something that needed to be done during these times where you can't go to the damn theater or whatever? Because they've released some of these films, like The Killing Joke, in the theater through, like, limited releases or whatever. So I don't know what the deal is there. I guess I have to wait until that shit pops up on HBO Max, or my homeboy got the DC app or whatever, so it might pop up on there. But, yeah, really underwhelming, because I've seen all this shit before the past, you know, 5 to 10 years or whatever. So it wasn't anything really new here. At the tail end, though, like, you know, it's like an hour and or 2 hours or something like that. And it's like a 45-minute, you know, story, whatever. But they do tell two other stories at the end of this feature, whatever. But this story is about people who aren't even fucking superheroes and shit. And, like, it doesn't really make any sense. I don't know who these fucking characters are. And, yeah, man, like, I'd been mad if I wasted money on this. But then again, maybe not, because I'd have got to fucking figure out, like, what else comes with this damn interactive part. It's kind of like that that Black Mirror Netflix film that came out, I think, last year, where you got to make choices about how the fucking story progresses and then ultimately ends or whatever. But again, like, I can't give you any more than that because I haven't seen the rest of it. But, yeah, pretty underwhelming from what I saw. And that's about it. A couple notes going forward, staying with some superhero shit. DC has greenlit the Green Lantern series on HBO Max. So I know we talked about that a couple weeks ago, Kenny. Looks like it's a go.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to see if they cast the Black Lantern or the White Lantern. Gotten that. I saw something earlier today. Boy, just when DC, like, you know, got a little good news, and you figured that, you know, they might have a day to like run a, like, you know, a victory lap or whatever. We find out Marvel, in their next Spider-Man movie, they're going to cast Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, along with Doctor Strange. So it looks like they're going to do like a Spider-Verse type deal in the next Spider-Man movie. And if they're going to do that, like, shit, man, they might as well add motherfucking Donald Glover as Miles Morales, if they really want to, you know, take that shit there, or somebody, like, you know, Donald is probably too old now, but I know Disney had contacted that young Black kid who was doing the TikTok videos. He did like the Spider-Man joint a couple months ago, so that would be a cool twist for him to bring him in or whatever, man. But DC just keeps on, Marvel just keeps on being more innovative than DC, you know, and keeps on cutting them off even when they think they gotta win, dog. So, but pretty cool shit there. It was something else. Oh yeah, man, like, y'all know I watch a whole bunch of YouTube, man. I've been getting bombarded with these damn previews for, like, shows coming up, especially on CBS. And I know I had read it, like, a few months ago, but I saw that trailer. Y'all seen the trailer for the new Stand?
I haven't seen it, no.
Nigga. First of all, that's one of my favorite cheesy motherfucking miniseries of all time from back in the day. Yeah, man. Whoopi's in this joint, you know? Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. Mm. Yep. It dropped in December.
So, all right.
Oh, you seen it, Sam?
Nah, I haven't, but I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks real good and cheesy, huh? Love that joint, though. Like, I'm sure Sci-Fi will be playing this joint sometime soon. Just on the heels of it. Y'all got anything else movie-wise? Anything upcoming? No good?
I can't think of anything.
Nope. Nothing.
Okay. Let's move on to the BP headline sites of the week. OT Genesis won't date a woman who has been with 3 rappers.
Okay.
And in unrelated news, Lil Wayne's daughter, Regine, won't date men with kids.
Okay.
I respect both for knowing their limitations. And this ain't even a slice, but it's pretty funny. But people just don't like Logic, you know. So this week, Logic dropped $226,000 on a Pokemon card.
Okay.
People seem to be mad about that, you know.
They mad about it, you know?
Yeah, they just don't like him, you
know. Yeah, that's all it is.
He's such an easy target because he ain't going to say nothing back to nobody or, like, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. That boy live, you know, with his Mewtwo, you know. That's a Pokemon card. All right, my Harrison Barnes Classy Award of the Week goes to Mark Cuban. Forgot to mention this last week. For getting Delonte West in the rehab while everybody else with money and influence just kept on saying somebody need to do something. While eating their fucking popcorn and sipping their soda pop. So yeah, classy award to them, to him. And I think that's it. KB, do you have a weekly racism wake your ass up update?
Yep. Headline: Boston officials looking into disturbing video showing black jogger being stopped by ICE. A black man says he was racially profiled by ICE agents while out for a run in Boston's West Roxbury neighborhood. Now, the ACLU has taken on Bina Aprile's case, and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh wants federal authorities to look into it. Aprile, 29, I think that's how you say his last name, was running on the VFW Parkway when he was stopped. They hopped out. At least one was armed. They had on tactical vests and driving huge unmarked cars, Aprile told CBS Boston. Nobody was helping me. I was by myself and anything could have happened to me. Aprile took out his cell phone and began filming the encounter. He said none of the three men who stopped him identified themselves, and one had an ice patch on his shirt, CBS Boston reports. They told Aprile that he matched the description of someone they were looking for, he said. They asked me, what are you doing around here? Where are you from? What are your whereabouts? Why are you jogging down here, Aprile said. The video shows the agents asking Aprile if they could examine his tattoos, which he refused. Aprile told CBS Boston he felt targeted and that he was left shaken. I was extremely nervous in light of everything going on in the nation, he said. I was absolutely being racially profiled, no question about it, Aprile continued. People were jogging up and down the parkway, and I was the only one stopped and accosted. Local politicians, including Mayor Walsh, were outraged by the incident. Walsh reached out to Aprile and has asked the police department to contact federal authorities to look into the KC Best Boston reports. It was a disturbing video to watch. It was unacceptable in so many ways, Walsh said at a news conference on Wednesday. Incidents like this have no place in our city, have no place for this in our country. It caused real pain and fear and concern, he continued. Violating someone's rights just because of the color of their skin is always unacceptable. Rashawn Hall, director of the Racial Justice Program at the ACLU, said in a statement to CBS Boston, this incident raises serious constitutional questions and is disturbing on a human level. CBS News has reached out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is waiting response.
Cane jog, huh? Okay.
Well, see, the thing about it is, and I mentioned this a couple years ago, because there's something similar happened to somebody, I think it was in Texas. He was stopped, like, he was pretty much, like, just pulled over, and it was ICE. And they asked him for his ID and all this stuff, because people, I think, assume that ICE just works at the border. But over the last couple years, because of, you know, policies implemented by the Trump administration there, they've moved a lot further inland. So I know it may be jarring for some people to see ICE in some of these neighborhoods, but the thing is, man, like, if they come up to you and you don't have identification and they say you match a description to somebody and you can't say, like, you know, yeah, for example, this dude right here says he's jogging and they're saying you match a description or whatever like that and you don't have identification, they can take your ass in.
That shit is so scary because I never fucking jog with ID. I'm like, I lost my ID jogging maybe 4 or 5 years ago, so now I just don't take it. I'm like, I got my phone. Like, that's good enough, right?
Nah, yeah. No, it's not.
It's crazy.
There was a segment on about this case in particular on the Clay Kane show on. He has a show on Urban View on Sirius XM. I think it was on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. He had a lawyer on. And he was going down, like, so many different ways this could have gone if this dude just could not identify himself. See, I know black people, well, I'm not, you know, of course not all, of course, but there's some black people up there who feel like ICE just fucking with Mexicans, you know, they fucking with the Mexicans, they fucking with the Puerto Rican. Nah, nigga, yeah. No. That shit ain't never stopped at us, dog. So all you got to do for them is just match a description. That's it. That's all it takes. The next thing you know, you in the ICE detention center.
I'm not worried about saying I don't belong here.
Right.
Y'all niggas better vote, man.
I need to tell motherfucker Ice Cube that, but man.
Oh man, I think it's hard of hearts. He was trying to help Young, and he's got, I don't know, Young, but it's just a lot of people out here with like different messages, Young, like trying to justify what the fuck is going on right now, and saying, well, could be worse, or what did he do when they were like, man, look here, man. If anybody doesn't think that a lot of what was happening over the past 4 years in terms of things that have gotten better in this company, in this country, wasn't just a carryover of things that were set in place when Obama left office, Young, I don't know what to tell you. But it ain't because of this nigga, Young. But, you know, people twist facts the way that they see fit. It's up to you whether you want to believe what they're telling you, or, you know, look a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he got that funding for them HBCUs and that First Step back, man. Mm-hmm.
What's the little ignorant girl name? Asian Doll? Rapper, she's either on Gucci Mane or for Young Thug's label. Young. She was like, yeah, fuck that. We voted for Trump because he gave us $1,200. What did Biden do? I said, what is that fucking lake? All little kids be drowning in Atlanta? Like, if somebody don't take her out there, Young. What's the name of that lake, Young?
Oh no! Yeah, I think it was in the was it Atlanta Child Murders, Young? That little river, Young?
It's some lake people be going and they be dying, Young. I know. Star said he's going to take a motherfucker a fucking boat ride out there, Young. But yeah, dog. I say that in jest, but yeah, some people just need to shut the fuck up.
Or just not be listened to.
Yeah, man, dog, like, I didn't even say this shit in jest. I was dead ass serious, Young. Like, it was something controversial they asked Boosie about, Young, and he was like, nah, no comment, Young. Like, dog, I don't see...
That's gross.
I don't see anything wrong with that, Young.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it.
If you are that uneducated on the subject, it is nothing wrong with you saying, you know what, I don't have a comment.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know, Young.
Yeah.
I don't trust a nigga who got a pin on everything, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's okay just to say you don't know something,
you know? I'm like, you know what? I'll defer to so-and-so about that.
Right.
I don't know enough about that to give a comment. Or even like, nigga, can I get back to you? That's good enough, too. Mm-hmm. And then just don't get back to him, Young.
Mm-hmm.
You do it with your coworkers at work all the time. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not going to get mad this week.
That's $1,200, though, Young.
Dog.
And see, the thing is, everybody knew that he was doing that shit for that reason, because you never know how many ignorant motherfuckers he might scrape off just by signing that letter, because everybody who got a check got a letter too. signed Donald Trump, President of the United States. And motherfuckers who don't know any better probably think that, like, yeah, he did that by himself. Out of his own bank account, sending everybody to $100, you know?
Here's the thing, Kenny. How long ago was that $1,200, the people who got $1,200?
That shit was back in, like, what, April, May or something?
They've been discussions to give another stimulus out. And he said, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Y'all better vote for me if y'all want another $1,200.
Yeah, so this.
And then he got so much blowback from his own party, he was like, all right, I was bullshitting.
Yeah, I was lunching y'all. My bad.
My bad, yeah.
He gonna cure the COVID. I'm like, man.
We already saying he got a cure at Regeneron, even though that's the name of the company. He just keeps saying Regeneron.
Kenny, who knows what the fuck helped him out? He took like 3 or 4 things, right. You know? So, right. If every fucking American is given those 3 or 4 things that he said, yeah, I just want to give everybody the same thing, we'll all be good. Nigga, mm-hmm. Them damn pharmaceutical companies ain't going for that. For free? For the free? Right. How you gonna fuck with somebody who put their damn kid at risk with that shit at that, young? Like, we found that they, motherfucking Small Wonder had that shit too, young.
I mean, you would have to assume he had this shit, but yeah, it was confirmed. Absolutely.
But then he lied and said he's fine. You know, they got tape of this dude on the fucking White House lawn saying, "Yeah, he's fine." And then you know he tried to brush past the fucking question, but he answered it. He said he's fine, but he was lying, which is what he does over and over again. This shit gets overlooked over and over again. You know?
But let Joe Biden forget what city he in. This nigga. The most feeble-minded motherfucker ever run for president. This nigga should be in a home somewhere. This is the end of our democracy. Both sides. I don't know who to choose. Man.
Joe gonna hit that. We love you, Detroit, young.
Yeah.
Hey, I would be kind of worried if Joe hit that. We love you, Detroit.
A-Tone wouldn't even matter, you
know? It wouldn't. It wouldn't.
That nigga could be a motherfucking wild and holler and say that shit. That wouldn't be motherfucking nothing matter. Man.
Nah, it's a street called Detroit around the corner, so, you know, technically.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to last week, young. I didn't understand why that fly was there. I'm like, nigga, is it on my TV screen, young? Cause I lied to you, I had a fucking fly in the house the night before, young. And I was like, dog, this is the same fly. Is my fucking cousin's grabbing this bitch, young? Like, nah. Mm-hmm. How don't you feel a fly on your head, young?
Yeah, when you're a robot, man, it don't matter.
Nah.
And there was a fly on Amy Coney Barrett doing them confirmation hearings, young. People like the same fly.
Come on, you lying, young.
No bullshit.
Where was it?
Go on Twitter. It was sitting right on her motherfucking, looked like on her shoulder or something, man. And it was just chilling there. Everybody like, you know, come on, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. That shit looked like a horror movie. You know? it don't look, it's like, you know, one of them horror movies where all the demons got some kind of telltale sign, you know.
It's them flies, you know?
Yeah. I ain't like that, you know.
I was about to ask, was it sitting there like Dino's Dilemmas, but
I don't get that. What's the reference?
Fucking Flintstone Kid, John.
Yeah, you lost me. I'm sure it's good, though.
Yeah, it is, John.
I feel bad, you know. I'm cycling through my childhood. I'm trying to pull it, you know.
Yeah, basically, it was just fucking Dino, and then he had a good Dino.
Oh, wait. Don't do that, because that would make it worse. You can't explain it. I don't know. Don't try to explain it, man.
I mean,
then the joke gonna fall flat.
I mean, it's not even a joke. I'm just explaining what happened. You know, like it's the basic. Like you got the evil and the good on both shoulders. You know?
Okay.
And they talking to you, trying to convince you to do something.
Got you. You know? Got you. I don't know why I don't remember that. You know? Damn. But yeah, I saw that this afternoon, man. Somebody had circled it. I said, man, this is some bullshit. You know?
Yeah, I just skipped that whole shit because I think it's just a fucking farce that they actually letting this shit go through. You know, like, dog, we just went through this shit 4 years ago and they were like, nah, this can't be done until after an election. And these Democrats, young, they always take the high road, young. Always, I don't understand. Like, I'm glad Joe and Kamala sidestepped that question. But if these motherfuckers are voted in, they get the House and the Senate, and they don't stack that fucking court, young, I'm gonna be mad at them, young.
I agree. Republicans have no leg to stand on in regards to that shit either. They do it all the time at the state level. They just did it last week in Arizona. The Arizona Supreme Court. They don't give a fuck about any of the shit that they faint outrage about. This old shit about stacking. They do it all the fucking time. They just don't like when Democrats take a page out of their playbook. That's all it is. That's when they start getting mad about shit. But then people who don't really pay attention like to the news what's really going on, they like, yeah, y'all can't do that. I'm like, nigga, they do it all the time.
All the time.
And they would do it. If they went power and had a chance, they would do that shit too. They don't care. They do anything they can to stay in power or to exert their power on others. They don't give a fuck. This is a perfect example. Y'all can't sit up here and fan all this like outrage about stagnant court when y'all Lindsey Graham take all of them on tape saying this shouldn't happen.
This motherfucker said, quote me on that. And
quote me on that. Even in the last year of Trump's presidency, we should wait till after the election. Now, that shit don't even matter no more. You ask them about it, they just blow right past like they didn't even said it. Ted Cruz, if people are voting, we shouldn't do this. People are voting. People in 40 states have already voted.
Already voted, yeah.
And we've already blown past all this shit. And now they got the nerve to sit in Tom Bowl. Y'all gonna stack the court, nigga, y'all. Dog.
Yeah, like.
And Joe Biden, and then Joe Biden come out and say, like, I'm not a fan of it. I'm like, dog, don't say that. Point out the hypocrisy,
dog,
man.
That's one thing about Kamala last week when Pence posed that question to her, man. Like, she didn't even bring it up. I was like, why wouldn't she even mention it?
Why would you even mention it?
And I was like, see, man, like, dog, sometimes I love Auntie Shell, young, but that one, when they go low, we go high shit, it's the biggest crock of shit ever, young. Because they don't care, because they'll just find something else, young.
That's the bitch all about. They do, young. That's all they do.
So, yeah, man, play.
Saying, why they bitching about why y'all doing this, young? They doing the most underhanded shit you can imagine, young.
And sometimes I feel like fucking Democrats think they fucking babyface wrestlers, young. Like, they can't cheat, young. Like it's some unwritten rule. Like, nah, ain't no fucking rule. It's politics. They get low, you get lower. Okay, I think I said that with a call in the voice. I'm still not mad. Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, what else we got here? Well, we already dealt with your outrage off the top, Kenny.
Yeah, pretty much.
With Cube. You got anything else?
I mean, that was gonna be it.
That was it. Yeah. I can't really think
of it. Oh, nah, I got some more, young. And I knew it watching it live, young. If niggas didn't know who Bill Burr was before Saturday Night, young.
Oh, yeah.
They know him this week.
I watched it live. I said, okay.
So did I, dog. So did I, young.
He going to head tomorrow, young.
Hey, young. At points during that monologue, young, you can see him start to think about it and laugh to himself like, yeah, they gonna fucking kill me, young. So what?
Yep.
Next joke.
Yep. When he hit that plow on the head, he's like, yeah. this ain't gonna be good, you know, but I'm gonna get through it, and I just be able to blow back tomorrow. You know?
Yeah.
But then again, like, you can't hire Bill Burr and not expect him to do Bill Burr. You know,
yeah.
he's going to stand up for his monologue. Like, you have to understand that's what's gonna happen, and you know his material, so none of this should have been a surprise to anybody at NBC. But at the end of the day, he ain't say shit wrong. Nothing.
I just found it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Really good. Y'all got anything else?
Nope.
Nah.
Just saw Nick Saban got the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Him and the AD got it. Now he on Twitter and everybody applauding him, talking about, yeah, y'all need to wear a mask and wash your hands and shit. Oh, boy.
Hold up. What'd he say?
He put a statement out like, yeah, social distance, wash your hands, wear a mask and all that shit.
He yada section.
Yeah. I bet he ain't been doing none of that shit. So, Whenever I see here somebody got COVID, you know, and they go on Twitter or whatever, put out a statement about social distancing, I'm like, I mean, it kind of reminds me of Eddie Griffin, you know, talking about Magic had that shit. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, a nigga that got it can't tell me shit, man. So, y'all could have did all that, but, because I know he ain't been doing none of that at practice. He ain't been doing none of that.
Yeah, I think it's a difference between him and then somebody who just, like, you know, I don't know, they didn't fucking... They stopped wiping off the fucking packages on their front, like, porch or whatever, and may have gotten it. I don't know, you know. Somebody who hasn't been fucking reckless, I should say. Because people are getting it without being reckless or whatever. But him, yeah, man, anybody in the SEC, man, what? How many fucking positive cases did Florida have today, and they had to fucking postpone that damn LSU game?
Man, that was God. Because, dog, there was about to be a packed house in the swamp, you know. Because DeSantis came out and said, yeah, there's no restrictions about how many people y'all can have at games. But, like, certain teams have been like, okay, there's no restrictions, but we still can restrict it ourselves. Nigga, in Gainesville, Florida, they was about to have a packed stadium on Saturday, you know?
Yeah. Well.
So sometimes, yeah, you know, you need a little divine intervention,
well,
though.
You mean a delay? They're going to do it in December.
I mean, they still going to do it.
It's going to be worse.
But see, that's the thing. Maybe by then, they might have the second wave. I mean, we're still going through the first one, but they're talking about how much worse it's going to get, like late November, early December, you know? So maybe by then, there may be more restrictions. I don't know, you know? But that shit did not need to happen on Saturday.
What?
Because, see, the thing is, like, even they had the Texas A&M game on Saturday at Kyle Field, and they were talking about, like, there was only 24,000. Bullshit, there was more than 24,000 people at the game, you know? Because they were trying to say that was the restriction on it. There was way more people at that game. And to be honest, I was going to a game on Saturday. I was going to the Virginia Tech game on Saturday. But there's a outbreak down in Blacksburg. So, yeah, plans change, you know. It's not worth it. There was only going to be 1,000 people allowed in the game. Us and a couple people, you know, we got two of our former players are playing. We were going to go social distance, wear masks, all that stuff, because there was supposed to be plenty of space to spread out. But after seeing that game at Texas A&M on Saturday and seeing that they not really abiding by those restrictions, number one, and number two, hearing about the black, because apparently there's two places in the state of Virginia there's an outbreak right now. One is Tidewater area because they sent a lot of the young military people down there spreading it, and two in Blacksburg, you know? Like, nah, I'm good, dog. Not worth it, you know? But a lot of people don't care. So I know if that game was allowed to go as planned, America would have watched in the horror as you saw a packed stadium, you know? Because people wouldn't have been able to wrap their mind around it, you know?
Yeah, man. I just fear for the health of people in general, because what I've started to notice is people were mad. People were, like, you know, uneasy about, like, quote-unquote, losing their summer or whatever. But what I'm noticing now is people have COVID fatigue. Young people are like, okay, well, we've done everything we were supposed to do at this point. Now I'm just tired of it. You know? Like, that makes a fucking difference. You know?
Right. Right, right.
You know, like, even some of my friends, I'm like, yeah, I'm just over this shit. Like, yeah, but it's not over.
Over you.
It's not over the world.
Right.
So,
right.
Fucking just tough it out. Like, you know, this shit is hard on everybody to a certain degree, but you alive.
Dog, I said back in, like, April, May, I discharged this whole year to the game, you know. Like, I'm fine, you know. If it goes on through December, early part of next year, I'm fine. Like, I've already wrapped my mind around it. I'm good. It just is what it is. But I'd rather be alive 3 years from now where, like, we just open about not wearing masks anymore and life kind of gets back to normal, you know. Like, I'm fine with that, dog. But, like, right now, I'm good staying in the house. I'm good not being around a large group of people. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, that's just what I'm worried about. Like, I'm just trying to get through this fucking election first, but that's kind of, like, in the back of my mind that people, like, every day you see, like, posts or you get texts from friends or people, like, hit you up or whatever. I'm like, man, I'm just ready for 2020 to be over. Like, it's going to magically go away on January 1st, you know?
Right. Right.
It's not the case.
It's not the case, though.
Like, and then on top of that, man, like, especially black people, man... I'm not taking the first wave of no motherfucking vaccine.
And they're already having, like, these setbacks with these trials, you know?
Because, you know, like, on average, though, it takes years for a fucking vaccine to be,
right.
to be like, ratified and shit, you know?
Right, right.
And cleared, man. Like, though, they are forcing this shit through, you know? Pushing it through. Just because this nigga won't listen to science.
Or because he won't claim victory before the election. He said, like, yeah, I came up with the vaccine. Like, he talked about all these therapeutics. And, like, he called Regeneron the cure. Like, I feel like I've been cured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might just be them steroids and, you know, crazy juice, huh?
Nah.
Yeah, so, man, I pray and hope for the best, man. But people are getting restless and, I don't think it's going to turn out too well for everyone.
And see, I get it. Like, that's the reason why I agreed, like, to even go to the football game in the first place. Just because, like, I understand, you know. Like, I haven't seen anybody. Like, I saw you when I came through that time. I've seen you. I haven't seen Sam. I still got these damn Bernie Sanders kind of long signs, man. Like, I'm still like, hey, dog, I need to see you, you know. Like, need to catch up anyway. Just sit down and rap. But also, like, yeah, you know, I've had these signs now for a couple months now. Like, I just haven't seen y'all, you know. I would like to see y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would like to see C's. I would like to see Bob. I like, but, like, this ain't the time for it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, even having an opportunity to go down to the football game, just be around, hanging around with C's, hanging around with Kev, like, I was like, you know what? We all going to be safe. We all take it serious. We all wear masks. We all walk. We all do the things that we've been told to do. We get down there. It's a thing. Lane holds 66,000, I believe. Only gonna allow 1,000 in. It's supposed to be plenty of space and all that. You know what? This should be safe. But once you heard about the outbreaks down there, and I saw what I saw on Saturday, dog. Just me wanting to get out the house, get some fresh air, see a different place, dog. Like, it doesn't like override me just want to be alive, you know. Or, like, passing shit on to my sister who has pre-existing conditions. Passing it on to my mom who's elderly. It's not worth it, you know?
Nope.
So, dog, if I got to do what I've been doing for the last couple months, for the next 6 months, which would ensure that, you know what I'm saying, I might be here 30 years from now, you know, hopefully, that's what I'll do, you know? It's not that big of a deal, you know?
Nigga, I started reading, those statistics and start seeing that damn spike last weekend, man. Football on Sunday, I was like, nope, I'm cool in the house by myself, you know. Not that I have any doubt about, like, my friends taking, you know, the correct measures or whatever, man, but that shit just worries me, you know. Like, dog, do people even realize this is still a matter of life and death? Like, you say it, but do you process it, you know? Life and death. You can die.
Those numbers don't really seem real. I don't think if it hasn't really affected somebody, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Because the numbers themselves, like, when you think about, like, how many people have died from this shit, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then, like, the the unsure ones, like, man, look, my uncle died less than a month ago, young. I know it's complications from COVID. That's all I really need to know, yeah. So
there was this this dude got interviewed on CNN by Anderson Cooper, and I think he said this happened, I want to say maybe 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago, but. You know, he's, you know, openly admitted he voted for Trump in 2016. He believed that the virus wasn't really as big of a deal as people making it out to be. Like, the worst of it was behind us and all that. So, he had a get-together at his house. And he doesn't know who had it, who brought it to his house. But everybody that came to his house for that get-together got it.
Everybody?
He says, everybody. His father-in-law died from it. His father-in-law's mother died from it. He was in the hospital for like 4 days. He said he eventually got better, but he was like, I kind of feel like a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know if they would have gotten it otherwise, but I feel like I feel responsible because I had to get together at my house. Nobody wore a mask, and we all kind of felt like it wasn't really that big of a deal. And I said his best friend, he said his father-in-law was his best friend. They dead now.
Yeah, man.
It's not worth it, you know?
You don't want people to get to that point to believe in this shit, young, but it's hard, you know? Like, I don't know if it was CNN or MSNBC. Like, they had, I guess, wherever this rally is going to be for Trump or whatever, they had, like, some old ladies out there. And then, like, the caster was like, so you don't think that you're at risk for COVID because you're old or whatever? It's like... No, because, you know, I know who I am, and I know who my God is, and, well, if I go, I go, but I'm not going to go. Like, yeah. Just,
okay.
Yeah, man.
You can't help stupid like that, so.
Yep. That's PSA for the week. All right, let's move on. Anything entertainment you guys have? Besides the SNL?
Nah, I can't think of anything.
I know y'all, well, Kenny, you might not be up on all the Young Music, but that 21 Savage and Metro Boomin' Savage Mode 2 album, check it out. Pretty good, young. If for nothing else, young, I don't know how... What they worked out to get fucking Morgan Freeman to narrate that album, young.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing Morgan Freeman break down the difference between snitches and rats, young, is worth the price of admission alone.
Okay. If it's on Apple Music, I'll give it a change.
It's on there. It's on there. And kind of bringing a conclusion to the ongoing joke that has lasted for, what, past 2 or 3 months. I think I mentioned it on here when people on the colleague got a thread about how old Fabio Foreign is, and every time he was asked on Vlad, he kept on like trying to do the math in his head, and he would never answer the question. He got arrested in Jersey over the weekend, and yeah, he's 30 years old. So, even adds more humor to the joke, like he was calling Pop Smoke Big Bro, Pop Smoke 21, before he passed, mm-hmm. and this nigga mm-hmm. 30. Pretty good, yeah. Still my man, though. But yeah, he been trying to dodge that age question for a while, yeah. And yeah, it's a wrap now. Still good, though.
Yeah, maybe I heard it from the same place, but I knew that already.
Hey, man, he got like he didn't even erase shit on his YouTube channel. Like before, he was Fabio Foreign. He was Fabio Light, I think. But he got like videos from like back in 2005, young rapping.
That's real good.
Hey, dog, that nigga's like, come on, man, give it, like, at least erase the video, young. Take it down. He was like, nope. Still monetizing.
He had a MySpace, young.
Yeah, pretty much, dog.
I know he did, yeah.
Pretty much.
That joint probably still out there floating around. You know?
Yep.
Damn, that's funny.
Rapping like Fab with them big ass hats, you know?
Basically.
Can you see this nigga from Pretty Ricky try to steal fucking $24 million in COVID relief?
Yep.
I was like, nigga, you know who they should bring in as a character witness to bury his ass, Sean?
Who's that?
Bucky, yeah. Did you watch that last season of Love Hip Hop Miami?
I saw some of it. I saw enough that it turned me off. I'm like, yeah.
Dog, Shay hate that nigga, Young. Like, yeah, Young. They was having Martin and Pam arguments on that last season, dog.
Oh, see, now you about to make me look at it, see if it's on demand, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. Pretty good, Young. So when I saw he got busted, Young, I was like, I wonder what Shay think, Young. Bucky. Yeah, man. I am starting to go through reality TV withdrawal, by the way.
You ain't trying to watch One More Chance, son?
What's that?
That shit y'all saying out,
huh?
The shit I put on Sex yesterday.
Kenny, I just saw like two men talking on the little preview joint, Young. And I said, yeah, Young, I need a moment to click that and actually watch this fucking trailer, dog. I was at work, Young. I was like, it ain't happening here, Young.
Okay, so you didn't look at the clip I sent you?
Nah, I just seen
you yeah, look at that. Please look
I just
at
seen
it.
You say Ray J and Jackie Dog was
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
And New York is, of course, she's in the trailer as
well. Oh, for real?
Nigga, yes, dog. That's why I'm like, yeah, I might really need to get Zeus Network and watch this, you know, because I'm kind of going through withdrawals as well. And I'm like, dog, they're going to put together this, you know, and then Ray J and Jackie behind it. I don't know.
So, first of all, what the fuck is Zeus Network, you
know? I think it's like some shit you just got to look at on your tablet or your, I don't know if it's on Apple TV. I don't know, you know. I've heard of it before, but a lot of shows, I'm like, nah, I'm good. This is the first one I was like, you know what? It would really help if I knew somebody already had a login, but I might look into it to see how much it is. If they got like a little trial period, I might do it, you know? Don't look at the clip I sent you, you know?
What's the premise of the show real quick so you can, you know?
So you remember Chance.
He's the one with a brother, right?
Yeah, the brother passed away.
Okay, I remember that. Them niggas goofy, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he got one of his other brothers who looked just like him.
Another one?
Yeah, it's another one. So now he's like, he calls himself Reality Royalty. He's like, I'm back, bitches, and all that shit. He on that type of shit. So I guess he trying to find love on this show.
Okay.
And it's a very interesting mix of people. I'll say that, that are vying for his affection.
I saw a nigga that looked like Stoney Jackson, you know. and that's why I got scared and said, yeah, this ain't the place for me to watch this, you know.
Yeah. We can have an offline convo about it, you know, but yeah, like I said, it's a very interesting bunch.
You don't want to get Bill Burr right now, you
know? Nah, you know, I'm not trying to get Bill Burr, you know, so. There's a lot I want to say, but you know what? I don't know if I can say it, so I'm going to shut the fuck up and just say, look at the trailer, look at the clip I sent you, then you might
kind of man, people will do anything, young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ray J and Jackie Long, though.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, when all else fails, Young, to give us some normalcy, Young, gotta lean back on Ray J, Young. Niggas a pillar of consistency, dog. No matter what, Young, Ray J on Ray, Young.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
have no idea why we don't have a fucking a Raycom sponsor on this podcast by now. But
if there's any podcast out there that should have a Raycom sponsorship, nigga, we've been banging this drum for 7 years.
Yeah. This podcast was built on fucking Fry and Ray J on episode 1. Yeah. Hold on. How come Ray J ain't contacted us, young?
Right.
What man say, hey, Ray J, I want my damn respect too.
Yeah, young.
Oh, man. All right, fuck it. Prayers up. Scarface, he needs a kidney transplant. I saw on his Twitter account that, or his Instagram account, that he has about 2 or 3 months to see if he's a good candidate. And then, you know, in the meantime, he's going to be looking for, you know, a sure like donor or whatever. So prayers up to him. Hopefully this goes well.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, man, just another, another reminder that you need to take care of yourself, go to the doctor, have things checked out, whether you're feeling right, whether you're not feeling right. Yeah, so Kenny, let's get to our last segment. You got any tanks?
No, I don't.
Nor do I, Ba?
Nope.
All right, let's get to listener tanks and feedback of the week.
All right. It's something from last week. This one's from 30 Plus. 2020 Tanking Awards. He said, "Sup, bros. Can't be overstated that this year has been a rough one for all of us, but a lot worse for a few. I consider myself lucky that for me, the toll has been more psychological than physical. But I know as much as anyone, the cost of some has been higher, and my condolences to anyone who has lost someone dear." Absolutely. "My old lady, the light of my life, big son herself, lost her younger brother earlier this year. It hit her hard, but despite that, she has continued to persevere. She is a nurse, putting her life on the line to take care of the sick. And just as impressively, gets off of third shift to teach my son in second grade. Her strength inspires me daily. All that, however, has not slowed her production of the finest quality tanks. In the interest of catching up on my tank reporting duties, I decided to honor her by compiling the best of the year, or the ones I could bother to record, in the 2020 annual Big Sun Tanking Awards for your listening pleasure. In the, I definitely know how you got that, but fuck it. I'm being petty category. The award goes to, I hate those cars with the hologram lights at night. I can't see." It's just some halogen lights. And the, "I hope nobody overheard you because they call in Child Protective Services category. The award goes to, your son thinks he's cool because he just learned how to hotbox." Yeah, she meant beatbox. The goddamn, that shit so basic. It took me 20 minutes to find out what you were talking about. The award goes to, he can't submit his drawing to art class. It's a soldier with a fire machine. Yeah, she meant a flamethrower.
Fire machine.
Hey, yeah, come on. In the "these movies have made billions of dollars worldwide, how are you still getting these names wrong" category, the winner is, "the kids are watching that Spider-Man movie where he fights Majesto." Yeah, she meant Mysterio.
It's better than Magento, yeah.
Yeah. "The I'm glad my grandmama isn't here right now. She'd be sucking her teeth" award goes to, "I hate floating to that floor at the hospital. The charge nurse up there is an habitual tiptoeer." Yeah, she mean line.
That tiptoe good, young. It's good.
Yeah.
That's funny. I just see fucking Tom and Jerry with that. Them tiptoes.
Yeah. Them tiptoes, yeah. Tiptoe burglar, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On a marble floor. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. I tell you. Oh, man. Lastly, in the You have been tanking that shit for over decades, so I'm done correcting you category. The winner is... I love the Impossible Ones, but they came out with the second one, and it wasn't that good. You shoot something but Incredibles. Impossible Ones. I don't want Tito so in. Let's just suck this damn seat.
Who does she think she is, huh?
He probably turned on.
Oh, shit. How you doing, man?
Yeah. Oh, man. Finally, thanks to you fellas and this flaming shit show that this year of our Lord 2020, you have provided much needed normalcy and levity. And for that, we can't thank y'all enough. 30 plus. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate that, man. Jeez. Whew. All right. This one is from old friend Tim Hall. Said, what's up? Hope y'all are well. I have a quick football question and movie questions. First, why is Dez not in the league? He was on the Saints until he got hurt. Now I want to almost think this is him trolling us and asking us why Dez ain't in the league.
Hey, nah, Kenny, it's not, young.
It's not?
Shout out to my man Sam, young. Like, man Sam, he's real good friends with my homeboy. He's real good friends with John, young. This nigga Sam loves Dez, young. When he got signed by the Saints last year, dog, he texted me so happy, young. Like, Dez back! I was like, yeah, young, he back, young. When he got hurt, he was like, oh, no, Dez! Hey, young. Yeah. Young, niggas who, like, Cowboys fans who love Dez, young, like, it just hit different for them, young.
I know, but Tim, not a, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, not a Cowboys fan. I think this is him seriously asking why he's not in the league. I think he's not in the league because he's not good anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, he was teetering on the brink of extinction as it was, and then when the Saints brought him back last year, he tore his ACL, right? Yeah. So, like, you know, you pass your prime, you're not necessarily in fucking demand. And then you tell your ACL, it's pretty much, you know, it's a done deal. Yep. I mean, shit. Right. It's like asking why fucking T.O. in the league right now, yeah?
Yeah, this ain't gonna happen. Yeah. Second, do you have any go-to movies for Halloween season? As always, appreciate the show. I don't.
You do not like the scary, nah, man.
I ain't in that
Me
shit.
Neither, yeah.
Nah. I'm It's a few joints about to drop on Netflix, though. I'm going to check out. Like, not all of them are scary either, Kenny. I think it's like a comedy joint coming out, too. I think, is that any of the Adam Sandler joint dropping, Sam? I want to say.
It's already out. I forgot the name of it, but it's already out.
I usually don't watch like seasonal movies anyway, unless it just like comes up in the ebb and flow of my watching. Like, if I'm watching TV and then like something is on, I'll watch it then.
Alright. This one is from Jared. He said, what's up, 5-star crew, as well with you guys. What are some underrated food combinations?
Underrated food combinations. I don't know, but I think through the last like a few months, I've eaten tacos more than anything, yo.
Tacos you made at home?
Because you know, it's just so many ways you can make them: hard shell, soft shell, beef, chicken, pork, shrimp, fish. Like, yeah, man, tacos never get old to me, young. Like, I can get kind of tired of pizza because it's just bread and cheese at some point, young. But you can have, like, 2-3 different tacos that are completely different taste, young. So, yeah. Next few weeks, I'm going to make some birria.
I haven't tried making those yet.
Yeah, man, I've been watching a few videos on them joints, and, like, I've, like, I think I have, like, everything that I need to get, to make like the authentic ones. like, you know, getting like the dried peppers and like rehydrating them and then doing all that.
It seems like a lot to make them. That's probably why I haven't tried.
Well, it's a lot easier when you have a fucking Instant Pot or a Ninja Foodie. So that's what I'm gonna make mine in. Rather than like doing the old school grandma method when you gotta sit on the damn stove for half the day and all that shit. Like that Instant Pot, man, and that Ninja Foodie dog, like, it makes things so much easier. I know I made gyros a month or two ago or whatever, and it made that process incredibly easy. All I had to do was, like, you know, knead the lamb meat and the spices for a little while. That was probably the most, like, time-consuming thing. But once I did that, man, I threw it right in the fucking the foodie dog, and that shit was ready, and I sliced that shit, and that bitch was just like a fucking gyro in New York, man. So.
Well, I'm just going to say this. When everything get back to normal, me and Tom, we're going to film some motherfucking some cooking demos.
Yep.
You
know? Yep.
And one thing that we definitely going to do first is Instant Pot. Because I bought one, though I just haven't used it, you know. Because I guess I'm so used to using this my regular crock pot and stuff that I literally, like, slow cook. But it's like every... like channel that's devoted to like Instant Pot on YouTube, I don't really trust the person that's doing it, you know. Like I'm looking at the person, I'm like, I don't. It's like who's like, you know, smoking and grilling with AB, yeah. Right? If that nigga had some Instant Pot recipes on his channel, I'd be all in. I'd be using that joint because I actually made the stuff that he makes on this show. And there's a couple of people like Sam the Cooking Guy.
Yeah.
I made some of the stuff that he makes, but he's never done an Instant Pot.
Yeah.
Like recipe on his. Like, I don't know why more people don't do it because so many people have them. But like, I bought one. I made spaghetti sauce in it. I made like a chili before, but I just like prefer my crock pot because I'm so used to using it. But like, other things that I'm not used to making, I would try an Instant Pot. But again, I just don't trust the recipes I see people making them.
Yeah. Couple things there. Let me just start with this to get out the way, yeah.
All right.
What's your take on Sam the Cooking Guy, yeah?
His thumbnail game is top notch, and that's what pulls me in. That's what it like pulled me in off the jump.
Like his food, like not. It's superficial tissue, yeah. I'm just talking about him and his whole. It's like a little undertone of it's a little Republican-y, yeah. To me,
yeah, he doesn't openly support anybody.
And he always says like, yeah, it's not. But he be having them little phrases, you know, on the t-shirts. You know?
Yeah, like make cooking great again and stuff like that. I get where you're going with it, you know.
But his food is fire, so I can't deny that.
Yeah, I can't deny that. I don't know that he's in like a. He openly supports Donald Trump, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until, you know, proven otherwise. But, yeah, the stuff he's been making on there, like, I've tried it, and everything that I've tried to make that he's made on that show, like, nigga, that reverse sear on the steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I won't make a steak any other way.
Well, you know? You can reverse sear it and then sous vide it, and that's a whole nother level. But I would say to check out Pressure Luck.
Okay.
You know, Pressure Luck. That's kind of his little gag right there. But it's like a Jewish dude in New York. His name is Adam, I think, whatever. He's been on Today's Show, Good Morning America, whatever. Like, he's a master at the Instant Pot or whatever. Like, I think I made some fucking linguine and clams that he put a recipe up for and shit, man. Mm-hmm. Dog, finished that shit in like 15 minutes, young, and it was the best fucking clam sauce I ever had in my life, young. All right. So,
all right, if you got, yeah, just text me the links, because I'm not using it, and yeah, I know it'll make things a whole lot easier, but
yeah.
I love to cook. I just, you know,
and there's some people you gotta skip around to find like some good things that you trust would be good, like, what are these chicks' names? I think it's the Six Sisters or some shit like that. It's these, like, these white girls from Middle America and shit. And you can tell, like, half that shit is bland, but they make some good soups, though. And it's about soup season, so. But, you know, I'm not making their fucking mac and cheese, though. You know what I mean? So, Mm-hmm. You just got to figure out you know, where you fit in there or whatever. But yeah,
okay.
We're wrapped up.
All right. But sitting there just thinking about the underrated food combinations, one thing that comes to mind is because I made chili yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get tired of like just eating chili out the bowl, yeah. You know, I'll just boil some motherfucking spaghetti noodles, you know, and I'll get like an onion, some shredded cheese, put it on top. Now, the first time I had that, there's a, I mean, if you're from Cincinnati, they do that shit like Skyline Chili or whatever. But I've never been to Cincinnati before, but there's a spot out here. I don't know if they have Hard Times Cafes throughout the country, but in the D.C. area, when I worked at U.S. today, there was this guy, Jeff Zilke. He actually is a very well-known NBA reporter now. He put me on to Hard Times Cafe because he used to destroy it. I used to go to lunch there like maybe twice a week or whatever. And he would always talk about Hard Times. So one day, me and him went out there. And I never heard of eating, they call it chili three-way, four-way, whatever. So it's basically just like spaghetti noodles, chili, whatever type of chili you want. Diced onions, shredded cheese. You can get like Fritos on it or whatever. I don't normally do that. I just do like the chopped onions and cheddar cheese. But yeah, that's what I do now. You know? So like I made chili yesterday. I had a bowl for dinner last night. I had some for lunch today. And tomorrow, like to finish it off, I'm just gonna boil me some spaghetti noodles, shred some cheese. I got an onion in the refrigerator, and that'll be my dinner. So if you've never thought about trying it before, you know that's a quote unquote underrated food combination in my
opinion. And like chili, like you said, you can do with the noodles. You can also just put over a fucking baked potato too.
Rice, all kinds of shit.
So especially if you're trying to like watch things like cholesterol and sodium. Shout out to Tamika. She put me on to her chili recipe. She did it with turkey and sweet potatoes. And it was a really good combination. And I fucking ate that shit for like 3-4 days the last time I made it. So I've even tried it with like Beyond Beef to even like lessen the fucking hit of sodium and cholesterol in that joint. So it didn't taste quite as good with the turkey did, so I think I stay with that. But yeah, man, you can make chili any way you want and make it as healthy as you want or as fucking like decadent and harmful as you want.
Yep. Absolutely. Alright. He goes on to ask, Bob, being a film guy, what is the most important aspect of film?
Story. Just having a good story that's the basis for everything. Don't have a good script, it's hard to make something out of that, man. So, yeah, just have a cohesive story. Sorry, y'all, what the fuck am I hearing?
I thought you was over there probably with Nick Saban, you know?
Man, it's somebody right outside my window, you know? God damn, they music loud as fuck. But yeah, that's it. Just have the script be tight, you know?
Alright. He also asked, what movies do you hate with the passion?
Woo. With Jada Pinkett. Still the worst movie I've ever seen. Just unnecessarily stupid, man. And, like, she just wasn't likable in it. It was, you know, it was supposed to be, like, this quirky, like, comedy, and she was supposed to be, like, this sweetheart kind of character. And it was just, the character was annoying, you know. And, yeah, she was bad. Jamie was bad. Everybody in it was bad.
Everybody in that bad movie was bad. Yeah. It was just a fucking awful movie. Yeah.
As bad as that movie is, it was even worse in Spanish.
Jeez.
I got caught watching Woo in Mexico. I had caught watching Woo in Mexico with my brother-in-law. My sister baby daddy, who's Canadian, and at the time when I was out there, I was fresh out of school. didn't have any insurance. He told me he knew somebody who could give me a root canal, and he took me to Mexico. And I got a root canal. I'm all drugged up and shit. We about to go back over the border and shit. This nigga left his ID back home. We lived right outside of San Diego in this suburb called Oceanside. And this nigga forgot his fucking ID. And while I was getting my fucking root canal, he was out getting drunk and shit. Because, you know, all he do is fucking serve fucking beer and shit in Tijuana. We in Tijuana too, by the way. Like a 30-minute ride from Oceanside. And we go back to the border or whatever. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't have my ID. This is pre-9/11 too, so it's a bit more lax or whatever. But this nigga is so fucking drunk and loud and indignant, young. They were like, so are you you going back to... And I was like, yeah, we're going back to America, you know, right back over the border in Oceanside or whatever. And it's like, so you're American? He's like, I'm Canadian, eh? Because he's from Canada. He's a white guy by now, if you guys don't realize. And so they said, oh, wait a minute, y'all got to go back over here and wait. And then at some point they were like, yeah, you need your fucking ID, huh? So call my sister. They start arguing on the phone, and she hangs up on him, you know. And we're in an ice cream parlor, and the only thing playing on this small ass CRT TV is Woo in Spanish. So as much as I dislike that movie, young, to see it in Spanish, when I'm stuck over the border and the motherfucking Novocaine starting to wear off, young, I'm looking at this idiot.
That was a bad day, you know.
That was a bad day slash night, you know. Eventually, called my sister, got her to, like, bring the fucking ID, like, to a certain point over the border. I had to, like, they finally let me over the fucking border to walk to get his ID to bring it back, you know. I feel like I was walking a fucking plank, you know.
Damn. Yeah.
Sound like a good time. All right. Yeah, to answer that question for me, it would be it would be the last three, really last three Star Wars movies.
Damn.
Hold up. Did you watch the last one, Kenny?
Yeah, I went to the theater to go see it.
It was one of them you said he was going to skip, you know, he was good.
I skipped Solo at the theater. That's the only one I didn't see it in the movie.
So you skipped the Black Ones movie, huh? Okay.
Nigga, come on, yo.
Nope. Lando was supposed to be your man. Didn't support.
Nigga, Lando was in the last Star Wars movie, you know. He was actually motherfucker Billy Dee Williams in that shit, dog. Come on, you know.
Well, young Lando. All right, Kenny. All right. I'm not getting to this with you,
yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. There's nothing to get
sure
into.
Sure it is, huh?
You didn't. It's not. We're not doing
it. You didn't support Black Cinema, but that's okay, huh?
Okay, I didn't support Black Cinema. Bad K-Bads, I didn't. I can't stand this movie. I haven't seen it, like, on cable or anything in, like, 15 years. They did a remake of the Mod Squad. That shit came out like around 2000, 2001.
You mad the Mod Squad?
Dog, nigga. The one with motherfucking Claire Danes and Omar Epps in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, that's the last. Yeah.
Them Danes? Dog. Hold up, young. That's my baby mother, young. Hold on now, young.
Nah,
hold on now, young.
Hey, young. Young. Dog, that's the last movie I walked out on because I was so disgusted at how bad it was, you know? It boggles my mind to this day that they released that shit in theaters, you know. It was that bad. I haven't seen it since then. I will never look at it again. That really might be the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. Hey, how old were you when you walked out of the theater on that joint, man?
This is right around 2001, so fuck, I was like my mid-20s, like early 20s, some shit.
A young Kenny Goulet, y'all. This nigga turned his nose up, had a film in his 20s, and walked out.
Zone. though.
Oh man,
I doubt very seriously this movie is available on demand anywhere. But any of the services that you have, you know, try to find it, and I dare you to watch that movie and come on this show next Wednesday and say, "Dog, I completely understand what you're talking
about." I'm about to find it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just look.
I'm about to find it, you know.
I have no idea how that movie ended. I don't know, man, what happened. I really don't.
I'm already telling you, if Claire Dog make a face, young, it's gonna get 5 stars, young. that's all it takes for her, yeah.
Okay, right. But I want you to be honest about every other aspect of it, though.
Okay. I just pulled up my damn YouTube, getting ready to hit Netflix, you know. First thing that popped up on YouTube, the Star Report. Ice Cube working with the Trump administration, you know, and Star smiling, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his thumbnails are getting pretty good, too, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to even mention, you know. That Dexter coming back, you know. So I told my man B Young, and he was partying, and we all hoping that Dokes returns with him, Young. One can hope.
Well, if I run into him again at Wex, I'll ask him.
He gonna have a viewing party, Young, with them Wegmans wings, Young, smoke joints, Young.
Yeah, I will fuck around and ask that nigga, you know? If you want me to, I will.
Nah, but that's big, Young. Like, I guess they trying to clean up that piece of shit they left us off with, you know?
Alright. Let me finish his email. He has some tanks. He said his cousin called Tropic Thunder Tropical Storm. That's pretty good. grandma's called High Note, the Hot Spot. All right, and someone on the college called A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, A Thin Red Line. Yeah. I think there was a movie called A Thin Red Line.
I think
line.
So too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get that, but
yeah, there was.
Yeah, it's still bad though. All right, and hey, Jam Boy. All right, Jam Boy from the nigga you love to hate. All right,
Jam Boy.
Say it. It's 4 p.m. Arizona time, and I just watched Ice Cube on Twitter. I'm in utter shock and disbelief. Like, I know I'm a little younger than y'all. I just turned 31. Yeah, you are definitely younger than us. Being my age and being a state over, his words carry so much weight. Like, that's fucking Ice Cube. I swear, if I see Chuck D in a MAGA hat, I'm just going to be lost. Bruh. Bruh, not Q. I'm in disbelief. Like, we are talking about one of the most political rappers in a generation. Like, top five in that category. Don't get me wrong, I'm at an age where it doesn't fuck me up too bad, but I just started explaining rap to my little cousin and who my rap heroes were. Now I got to deal with this shit. Childhood rap nostalgia down the fucking drain. Switching gears, it's clear Nick Saban and a few other players going to have to die for college sports to stop.
Oh, that's not even funny, but yeah.
Yeah. They just wanted to burn through, you know. That's it. They just hoping it just burns through so they get through the season, you know, but they don't care. Pac-12 going to start soon. Honestly, don't even know if I'm going to watch. And I just remembered, you know, they reported that Baylor, I think I got this right, because I scrolled past it and discussed that like 25 players on the team got the shit. And like 14 administrators, like in the football building, got the shit too, you know? Like, that's, and then 40 people associated with the football program got it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, dog. If a program was a messy black girl, her name would be Baylor, you know? They always in the middle of some shit on the wrong end, you know?
Some shit.
On the wrong end, you know? They never do anything right, you know?
Like, right, nothing.
They don't handle shit right, young. Like, they just bad all the time, young. They're consistently bad.
Yeah. Disgusting. He said, honestly, don't know if I'm going to watch. I probably hate watch like others. This some bullshit. Only good thing is your boy closing on buying a house.
Oh, that's
what's up. That's what's up. Congratulations. My Beretta is on back order. Has anyone noticed a lack of ammo available? If y'all ain't got none, get some. Also, to answer your question, you might be thinking, yes, I'm strapped. Y'all be safe, stay dangerous. Back to you in the studio, K-Bag.
Hey, yo. The amount of niggas I know that either have applied for or have guns, young, y'all has skyrocketed over the past fucking 5-6 months.
Yep.
Sam, I tell you, what's name is like has a fucking, I don't want to call it a fucking militia, class, but like our man Kofi is like teaching niggas how to fucking use guns. He's taking like blocking off time at fucking gun ranges and shit to educate men and women and shit, man. Like, he got a fucking whole different Instagram account for this shit. Like, he's serious about it, you know. I was like, hey,
that makes sense. I mean, wouldn't they people's I want to say that people was in the Black Panthers or something. They did some shit.
They're pro-black, and they owned that school over there off of Park Road before they sold it off. I think it was like, was it called Waitoto, I believe?
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but like they, yeah. They have a history. Yeah. Right. Definitely have a history. But yeah, man. I'm just worried about getting a gun because if I get one, I'm going to use it, you know, so.
Right.
All right, those are the emails.
All right. Let's get some shouts and get about you, KB.
Yeah, man, as always, thanks for everybody listening to the show. Much appreciated. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at KBAD, that's KBADDS, and Hot Five Starter. And if you got any questions or comments, send those to hotfivestarter@gmail.com. And if you'd like to donate to the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/hotfivestarter, and I'll see y'all next week.
All right, bye.
Yeah, man, as always, thanks for listening. Catch y'all next week. Stay safe.
All right, appreciate everybody out there for listening. Take care of yourself, your family, your friends, checking on everybody. And to Sam, stay safe. I say stay dangerous. Catch you guys next week. SFS Podcast, we out.
I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck call arms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your Alpine. So the 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk motherfucker, yeah, I'll let you know, boy. Oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking motion picture. A guy or a bitch, my nigga get with ya. And hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a shit. So come on and chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah, come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.